This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
This special edition of the Cigar Dave Show. It's Cigar Dave's Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars. Prepare yourself for 2 hours of non-stop Alpha Pleasure maneuvers as we continue to make America great again. Lieutenants, stand up and be heard as your general has banished all wussified enemies of pleasure within a 20-mile radius. So fire up a cigar, pour a cocktail, and throw a giant steak on the grill. It's Cigar Dave's Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water. With your five-star general and global alpha male in chief, Cigar Dave.
The weather is absolutely magnificent. The aroma of cigars is everywhere around. The delicacies are great. The libations are flowing. The camaraderie is spectacular. As the great Van Miller would say, buckle up your seatbelts, fellow alpha males. Get ready for 2 hours of nonstop alpha male pleasure maneuvers. Screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, it is my pleasure to come to you front and center. We have moved the Ford Theater of Operations Command Center Alpha to Buffalo River Works, my hometown of Buffalo, New York, USA. And as I do each and every week, I extend to you a long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha, make America great again, and screw the enemies of pleasure. We have a fabulous show for you, as always. It is always a delight to come out front. And Sergeant Steve, what's going on with my bike? I'm covering the antenna. Okay, that makes sense. It is always a pleasure to get out of Humidor 1A Command Center Alpha down in the Cigar City and come back front and center where we can enjoy great camaraderie, and we will do so for the next 2 hours. Now, we are going to be launching three new cigars today from Gurkha: the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. You are the first in the world to enjoy these great cigars, and in just a few minutes, we will be joined by two special guests from Gurkha. We've got Juan Lopez and Carlos Yacatarano, who have come up from the Miami Theater of Operations, and I know we'll give them some great Buffalo hospitality. But, as always, we'd like to introduce our entire crew and some special guests. First off, all the way from the European Theater of Operations, I can't see him because he's not standing on a telephone book or on a high chair, all the way from London, UK, Mick the Brit.
Oh, General, thank you so much, and thank you, Buffalo Soldiers. I'm sounding a bit tinny here, General.
Not much we can do with what you got, Mick. You'll have to just run with it. You don't have the pipes that I do, Mick. But I do want to bring up something very interesting, because As you know, I read many newspapers, very worldly, very educated. Not unlike those, I should say, unlike the enemies of pleasure and the resistors that have no clue what's going on in the world. Sunday London Times. Do you read the London Sunday Times, Mick?
No, sir.
Mick, do you know how to read?
Yes, just about.
Okay, good. Big article that I caught this past Sunday. Buffalo, New York, America's coolest summer city. Frank Lloyd Wright, chicken wings and good living on the lake in New York State's second city. One problem, that's New York State's first city. New York's is the second city. Buffalo is number one. Let's get that straight. And it talks about all the great things to do and again, in Europe, worldwide acclaim. So Buffalo has definitely made a renaissance. Mick, you were a little late this morning showing up, my friend.
Yeah, I think I was on... Well, yeah, I was hungover.
What a shock, Mick. By the way, when you're done here, Betty Ford Center, 2,138 miles southwest. Start heading over. All right, let's go over to the Pooch Pit. First up, we've got the Colonel in charge of the Western New York Theater of Operations. He's moved the Pooch Pit from a classified location here to Buffalo River Works. Colonel Ange, front and center.
Hello, General. Welcome, everybody.
Greetings.
Big day today.
And as always, we've got the signs, Pooch Pit, no beta males, no balls, no admittance.
Well, we got some balls in here today, Dave. We'll talk about that later.
All right, we've also got Butcher Dave. Welcome front and center. Butcher Dave, I see you've got a pig on the spit.
We got a pig on the spit. We've got alligator in the smoker. We got a whole bunch of surprises for you. You know, I do have to apologize to Puff Muffin Lori. The pig got to the pole first.
Well... Puff Muffin Lori, we're going to get to you in a minute, but let me make you feel right at home. Ladies and gentlemen, on the main stage, put your hands together for Puff Muffin Lori. Throw out those 50s and 100s. Be generous to her. She works hard for the money. Mick.
Yeah, General, I notice it's not just the pig that's getting roasted here today.
That's correct. Much more roasting coming your way. Also, Butcher Dave, by the way, I see that you've now changed careers. Mick, they're calling for you. That's the tugboat for you. For a one-way ticket back to... By the way, because you were late today, you're not going back on American Airlines. You're going back by slow boat. Butcher Dave, you've now got... You're known as the barbecue boss.
Yes,
and
sir.
I see that's like a character of you. Was that a character of you when you were like 18? Because I noticed your goatee is fully black. There is not one lick of black hair in your goatee now.
You know what the restaurant business does to you. It doesn't take long.
Premature aging. Fantastic. Colonel Ange.
Yes.
Let's talk about the menu today for our great delicacies here from the Alpha Pleasure Fest in Buffalo.
We got a crazy menu for here, Dave, today. In fact, it's a little bit special because we're going to make alligator.
I got it directly from a buddy of mine in the Everglades down in Florida. So we are going to be serving a Florida delicacy, alligator meat, today. We've got alligator tenderloin, and I think you got some other delicacy. But Colonel Ange, what you got going on there? You're disrobing,
Dave,
as we speak.
I just want to let everybody know that today is Make Alligator Great Again. That's what we're going to do today.
Fabulous.
All right? All right, we're going to make alligator great again.
How many of you have ever had alligator tail or alligator meat? It's actually very good. First time I looked at it, I saw the whole alligator, and the first thing I kept thinking is, that is going to make a great briefcase, a pair of shoes, a belt, and a wallet. And then he's like, no, we don't do that. We eat the meat. But the meat is fantastic, and once you get over thinking of what the alligator looks like, it's actually not that bad. All right, and by the way, Mick the Brit, I see you got...
What was that, Mr. Alligator? You're not going to be a pair of Democratic shoes or purse. All right.
Beautiful. All right, next up, let's go to... Voice talent, Ed. He is the only voice talent in America that comes to do live shows. Also the voice of World Wrestling Entertainment. Voice talent, Ed, greetings.
How's everybody? It's so nice to be back here in Buffalo. Every time there's something new that we come back here.
Voice talent, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Were you missing anything on the trip up?
Not anymore.
No, that's not what I asked.
But I think you're talking about my skivvies.
That's not what I asked. Were you missing anything when you came off Alpha Army 1?
Yes, the most rudimentary thing that you pack, and something I always pack days before I even go anywhere, is underwear. Got up here. Where the hell are they? Now, going commando for, you know, guys, as you know, once you get over 50, you don't want to go commando because you find things in your pocket that shouldn't be there.
Speak for yourself, Ed.
Well,
Not for the rest
You're
of us.
You're one of the lucky ones.
Now, I understand that you went on a Walmart excursion to pick up some underwear for your duration here in Buffalo. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I didn't think I'd need a passport to go to Walmart, but Mick the Brit...
Wait a minute. Not so fast, my friend. There's a story. Mick the Brit, go ahead. I want to hear this.
General, I was in charge of navigation, so I looked for the nearest Walmart supercenter. Unbeknown to me, it was in another country.
They're staying downtown.
Yes,
the closest
sir.
Is what? Like 4 miles away in Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada.
Yes, sir.
This is why true alpha males always look at the map, Mick, before venturing out.
I was following it, sir.
You followed it, but again, true alpha males think. We don't just rely on the GPS.
Roger that.
In fact, I think Captain Paul, remember when we did a show down in Miami about 8 years ago, and you put in, instead of Joe's Stone Crab, Joe's Crab Shack. Want to tell us where he ended up?
From...
And by the way, the hotel was 1.8 miles from Joe's Stone Crab.
I need a mic. Oh, there we go. It was not a good part of town, as Colonel Angel tell you.
He ended up in the Everglades. Yeah. Pretty close. I'm looking. I'm like, it's a three-minute ride. Where are these guys? He's like, yeah, I put in Joe's Crab Shack. You always, whenever you're entering a GPS, you got to be very, very careful. So you ended up, by the way, what happened when you got to the border? Well, let's get that mic up.
They were quite welcoming to me because, of course, they're my fellow Commonwealth brothers. But, of course, we decided to do a U-turn sin as we didn't have our passports.
You're lucky they let you around because sometimes they'll detain you. And you are suspicious, Mick, I got to tell you.
General, they're lucky they got back into the States.
That is correct. By the way, Captain Paul, to our left quadrant here, greetings.
Thank you, General. It's great to have you back in Buffalo. You know, Buffalo is great again.
That is correct.
And now we work on making America great again.
Process began a year and a half ago. By the way, I want to say hello to Lieutenant Gary in charge of our logistics and Mrs. Harem of One Gina. Lieutenant Gary, great job on the logistics. I'll tell you what, you're going to have a bag of coffee in everybody's bag from Richard Budd, who is Goodrich Coffee in Clarence. Visit it out there. Phenomenal artesian coffee. And Lieutenant Gary was the guy that helped us with the coffee, special espresso blend that Richard created. Also a little bag of Cheerios, because we are, as the wind blows, not even about 400 yards from the General Mills cereal factory, their main factory in all of North America that serves North America, Central America, and even South America. And you can smell the Cheerios, the Honey Nut Cheerios, the Lucky Charms, whole list. But Lieutenant Gary, many thanks as always.
Thank you, General. I can't believe it's been 1 year since the last Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water. And obviously, if you're into cigars, having a fine cocktail, or just hanging out with some friends, this is the place to be.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Mrs. Harem of One, as always, great to see you.
Welcome home, General.
Thank you very much. And also, let's say hello to XO Tim in our white right quadrant here. XO!
General, we have people from all over U.S. and Canada. We're going to go through that later. But we do have somebody here who cannot be identified, but he had his foot surgery scheduled around today's show.
Very nice. He told me when I said I want to recognize you, he said, not allowed. It's off the radar. I'm going under witness protection here. But we appreciate you doing that. That is fantastic. Let's say hello to Puff Muffin Laurie.
Good afternoon, everyone. Nice to have you here. And I must say, David, not pissed off at all that the pig got the pole before I did. I'm good with that.
Well, we gave you one day off from the pole work, all right? All right. Also, we have some special guests as well. We're going to talk to Carlos Yaca Torano and Juan Lopez from Gurkha in just a moment. But want to have some other VIPs and guests that I want to recognize. Can't go forward, first of all, without recognizing Alpha Mother Piera, who is front and center right at the table straight ahead of me. Stand up, Cigar Mother. Fantastic. We also have Alpha Sister Lynn. Where is Alpha Sister Lynn? There we go. Lynn, and making his worldwide debut for the first time at a Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest, I've got my new 20-week-old pup, German Shepherd from Pendragon Acres, Pendragon's Royal Baron front and center. Here he is, and he is, not only is he Alpha Pleasure friendly, come on, Baron, come on up, buddy. You will see, we've got him trained from a young age. He's got his Buffalo Bills bandana on. He, like his father, is a Bills fan. Hello, Baron. Good boy. There you go. So making his worldwide debut. And my 13-year-old Shepherd Sultan had to stay home. He's got a little inner ear infection. The vets said keep him home. But he wanted to come. I know they would have had a great time. They would have had a lot of playtime activities. But we wanted to bring Baron up. So his first time up in Buffalo, first time at an Alpha Pleasure Fest, and he will be around. So America's Alpha Dog in training. All right, also, got some other very good friends I want to recognize. First up, where is Ed Kilgore? He was around here somewhere. Where is Ed? I think he was, did he not show up? He was around earlier. All right, well, maybe he stepped out. We got Kevin O'Connell from Buffalo, who everybody knows. All right, and let me see. Got a few other people that I want to recognize. I have got, where's Don Gilbert? Don Gilbert, where's Don? Don, my main man, my mentor, who is in the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, former head coach of the Ottawa Gee-Gees College, but no truth that the Gee-Gees were strippers from Ontario or from Ottawa. I mean, with that kind of name, the Ottawa Gee-Gees. But you won a Canadian championship, correct? Fantastic. All right, and former color analyst for the Buffalo Bills for a couple of seasons on our flagship 930 WBEN. All right, also want to recognize Buffalo's, without any question, number one talk personality. You hear him on WBEN, you've been hearing him. I think he's been in Buffalo now, what? Well, he's from Buffalo, but been on the air, what, Tom, 25 years?
Yeah, almost
stand up.
40.
Almost 40, but I remember when you were in Tampa for a number of years on 570 WTKN. Buffalo's Tom Bowerly.
Thank you. And everybody listening, please make Buffalo, New York a summertime destination. Our waterfront is revivified. General, welcome back home.
Now, Tom, I should say that you, I forgot to mention that you were named as the Talkers on the Talkers Magazine Heavy 100. Last year, you came in at number 69. This year, number 62. Personally, I think 69 is a better position. I would have stayed right there.
I guess it all depends on your view.
Yeah, and stand up one other, two words for you, Tom. Fantastic Sam's. I'm going to give you $20. Get here. All right, by the way, you look great because I know you were had a little health scare, but you look fantastic. And you've also got Mrs. Nerd, as you refer to.
Mrs. Nerd, who is the person who provided one of
Whoops. What happened to that microphone? Oh, there you go.
Mrs. Nerd, who provided one of Buffalo's delicacies, Paula's Donuts, for everybody.
That is correct. Not for everybody, but we've got some very special. Christina, I'm going to tell you, it is really. I remember growing up, Freddy's Donuts was the king. You remember Freddy's Donuts, the peanut sticks. Paula's Donuts, you have three locations now?
We do.
Three locations. Artisanal donuts, probably, not probably, the best donuts nationwide and even in Canada, all of North America. What they do, and you brought some, and Colonel Ange is going to put a different spin on it because we always grill and griddle things. Colonel Ange is going to put a different spin on it. So we thank you, and you made a big special one, Cigar Dave one, and we thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Welcome home.
General Captain.
Well, hold on a second. Go ahead. Tom, did you want to say something? Oh, all good.
Giving the mic back to me.
General, real quick. Captain Tsai wants a Paula's Donuts in Charlotte. Where
That's
you,
right.
Where
is Captain Tsai? Forgot to welcome Captain Tsai, Chief Flight Officer for the Cigar Dave Show.
Thank you so much, General. It is so great to be in Buffalo. I'm observing Buffalo being great again. It's my favorite city. I have to say I love this. Now, let me just say this. When we came up one time, I told Captain Paul that I tried a donut, and he said to me, you have to try Paula's Donuts, and it was fantastic. I especially like that one, that Apple Fruiter, I believe it's called. That's my favorite. And I'm not only coming to see you, but I want to come up here to have some more Paula's Donuts.
They are dangerous. They are that good. They are addicting, no doubt about it. All right, a couple other people we want to recognize. We got John Russo Sr. from Hamburg Brewing. John, where are you? Stand up. Some special beers from Hamburg Brewing, including a special Alpha Pleasure Fest beer that John Jr. and I have been working on for about 4 months. So we can't wait to sample that. And also, I got to thank Jerome Nathan from Serto Brothers Distributing. Jerome, where are you? Where is Jerome? I know he's around some. There you go. Come on. Move forward. Fantastic. And we've got tons. We've got eight different spirits we're going to be sampling. Jerome, you about done yourself. And real quick, give us a list, a lineup of everybody's, not every spirit, but all the companies represented today at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo.
So we got a couple of
different things.
Get that mic nice and close, Jerome.
We got a couple different things. First, we have from the Oregon, our Great Oregon Wine Company, we have replica wines in the Great Oregon Wines. Then from Cutwater, we have Cutwater Spirits and canned cocktails. From Hanoi Falls Distillery, we have bourbon, rum, rye. We have Sierra Norte, which is a Mexican corn whiskey. Lazzaroni modifiers from Milan, Italy. From Texas, we have Western Suns flavored vodkas. And then from Southern Tier, we have Southern Tier distilling products, both their spirits and their canned cocktails. And then from Lodi, California, we have Old Soul and OZV wines.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to be sampling all of them on the air, and you have been sampling them since 10 a.m. this morning, and they are fantastic. So I can't wait to get a taste of all of them. Also, a couple other people. Got Cousin Cindy and Lowell from Hamilton, from Canada. They crossed the border. I can't believe they let you in, but welcome from Canada. And also, we've got special Nurse Angie, worked with my father, Dr. Z, at OLV Hospital at BT6 for many, many years. Angie, great to have you, and welcome. All right, we have got the reason we're here, not only to enjoy each other's company and enjoy Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers. We're launching three new cigars from Gurkha, and it is my pleasure to welcome two longtime friends. First up, we've got Juan Lopez, VP of Sales, and we have Carlos Yacatarano, VP of Operations. Both, they're really the brains behind the operation. Kaizad counts the cash, but these guys are the brains behind the operation. We're going to be launching three cigars today, the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Oh, we've got another one, too.
No, the Pervades, it's
Chateau Privé.
It was a limited edition, so okay. We sold out at the trade show, unfortunately.
Okay.
Only made 1,000 boxes, and we weren't able to get it here on time. And, of course, we would never let the great people of Buffalo down bringing young tobacco out because we're in the aging business of great cigars. So what you guys are smoking today, you're going to love, you're going to enjoy, and we cannot wait to talk to you guys about it. And we're very excited as a company to bring these new offerings to you guys.
Fabulous. So we're going to be talking about all the new offerings, and especially the Gurkha Marquesa, because that is so untraditional from the normal Gurkha lineup. You know, Kaizad, one of the best packaging guy in the cigar business, I'd even say in any business. He's just so creative. But you really went retro and old school. And when we come back, we're going to conduct the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. We're going to talk about the Marquesa because I sampled it, took about five home from the Cigar Retailers Convention, and smoked it. I said, this is fantastic. It is so different than the normal Gurkha, from packaging to taste, very old-world Cuban-esque. So we will talk about that. If you want to join us coast-to-coast, 877-DAVE-007. That is 877-328-3007. If you get on today, you will get a special Gurkha sampler pack, the same six-cigar sampler pack that all of our VIP guests here at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest have received. I am the General Cigar Dave, the global alpha male in chief, along with the Cigar Dave crew and several hundred of my fellow alpha connoisseurs and cigar connoisseurs as we come to you today from my hometown, Buffalo, New York.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Secure supply of new Gurkha Pleasure Sticks available for the general to enjoy. It's time for Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
All right, and we welcome you back to the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water here from Buffalo River Works. Where's the music? Keep the music going. We need the music. There we go. Fantastic. All right, voice telling it.
Yes, sir.
Are we ready for Lightation Maneuvers? Did you just hit it, or did I miss it?
I already said you're...
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Well, I wasn't paying attention. It happens every so often. All right, so first up, we are making the worldwide debut of the brand-new Gurkha Marquesa. And joining us front and center on the Command Center Alpha main stage, we've got Juan Lopez, and we've got Carlos Yacatoraño from Gurkha Cigars. Gentlemen, I remember when I saw you at the... First of all, I saw the cigars about 4 or 5 months ago when I was visiting Gurkha HQ down in South Florida. And we smoked the cigar, but we didn't see the packaging yet. And you're still working on the blend. And when I got to the Cigar Retailers Convention, the first thing I said is, the packaging, this is so not like Gurkha. Because you really went old school, very, very old world Cuban tradition. And the way the cigar smokes, the exact same thing. So let's talk about what went behind this Gurkha Marquesa, because again, Kaizad always elaborate packaging, and you really went simple and basic, but I think with this cigar, it fits perfectly.
Well, based on what you said, General, then we hit our mark, because that was our goal, was to create a brand outside of a box for Gurkha. As you know, our international business is growing leaps and bounds, and this project was originally thought of for the international market. When we finished, it was so good that there was no way we couldn't share it with our loyal customers here in the USA. So it's very traditional. It's very old school, Cuban-esque, tastes, smokes the same way. So it's something different than you're used to seeing from Gurkha.
Gotcha. All right. So when you decided and you went down initially to Nicaragua to work on this, you all got together with Kaizad. What exactly did you say? What did you want to create?
Well, for us, it's, you know, Carlos and I, you know, we go down there and, you know, we create Kaizad. Like I, you know, everybody knows he is the king of packaging. And Carlos and I, you know, come from the old school of, you know, the Toraño family growers for over 100 years. And we said, you know, we need something that we don't have in our portfolio. Not just a Cubanist taste, but the look. And there was one wrapper that we've never used that we both always enjoy when we go down to the factories. And funny enough, you know, we go down and we're buying this tobacco from one of the top growers down there. And Sumatra wrappers, really, really hard to find, because it's either really, really ugly or really, really not doesn't taste as it should. And we went to one of our good friends, which I know you know well, A.J. Fernandez.
Right.
And we said, we want that. And he goes, that's for my cigars. No, it's for our cigars. So we were able to get this beautiful Sumatra wrapper. And then we're big fans of the Ometepe Nicaraguan, which is, you know, it's got a little bit of sweetness to it. And then you add a little bit of that Esteli to it, and you got a little bit of spice. You got spice, nutty, a little bit of sweetness. And this cigar, I mean, at the trade show, we sold over 2,500 boxes. It was crazy. We expected to sell a lot of it, but we weren't expecting the reaction that we got from the customers. I mean, when you got Cigar Day telling people, listen, this is probably one of the best Gurkhas I've ever had, and he smoked probably a million cigars by now.
Something like that.
I would share.
We saw your humidor at your house. You've got a
yeah,
nice collection.
Yeah,
you got a few.
So it's been that kind of received in that way to the trade show. So we're excited to bring it up to the marketplace. We're excited. We're going to Europe for the trade show in Europe, in Germany. We're excited about that. But we're really excited that we got to share it with our family here in Buffalo, the first ones to have it worldwide. So thank you guys for coming out and supporting again. We appreciate
Absolutely. First in the world. And when I saw you, I said, we got to do something special for Buffalo. And we're thrilled to do it. Now, how many sizes suggested retail for the Gurkha Marquesa?
All right, so you want to hit this?
We got three sizes. We got a short Pellicoso. We got a Toro and a Robusto size.
Fantastic. Suggested retail, ballpark.
Eight to ten bucks, and then what's really unique about it, and again, when we're putting stuff together, we wanted to change it up a little bit, right? Throw a little bit of a curveball. So when you buy a box of 20, you're gonna get 10 cigars that are box pressed, 10 cigars that are regular parejo. I mean, it does make a little bit of a difference in the smoking pleasure. Unfortunately, cigars taste.
They're all the parejos.
Right now,
I was looking for the box press. You know, I love box press.
But yes, when they do come out to the marketplace, you're going to have the options. And then what we're going to do for the retailer and the consumer is, because, you know, one's going to outsell the other. That's just what's going to happen. It is what it is. We're going to be refilling the cigars through the retail on a bundle regular basis, because instead of waiting for boxes, keep the boxes. Let us refill. Let us keep smoking, because we don't smoke boxes. We smoke cigars.
Perfect. Fantastic.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, Juan, you just gave this Gurkha double-edged stainless steel key. Tell me about this thing. This is magnificent.
So Kay, you know, we're again sitting around, and he's always coming up with new ideas, and he showed us these cutters, and this is like, you know, German steel, amazing. So we're doing a launch of not just cutters. We're doing the Lugano Gurkha humidors, which will not be like your typical humidor that's all branded with Gurkha or any other brand all over the box. It's just a beautiful looking design with a small plate, all numbered. You know, so many humidors of this kind of a Lugano, a different type of humidor. And so we're excited about that side of the business as well. But these guys right here, everyone that's had them, they love them. They're beautiful. They're unique. They're different.
And you're selling them here today.
And they're here today. They're selling them here today.
At the Tinderbox for Tinder Buffalo. Got it.
Which, by the way, to the guys at Tinderbox, thank you guys so much for everything.
Nice
you
job.
Do.
Great
Fantastic
job to
people.
The entire Tinderbox crew.
Thank
Fantastic
you.
Job. They got here early, and it's like it's like a mini store. It really is. They set it up fantastic. All right, so we got this Gurkha cutter that I will use.
Maximum BTU flame producing incendiary combustion deployment device.
Well, Colonel Ange gave this to me. This is what he uses in the pooch pit. I think he used that to ignite all the fires. There's what, about 8 flames going on there. So that was that. This is what I will use today on my Gurkha Marquesa.
Cigar Prelightation Alpha Pleasure Fest checklists complete. Areas secure from all known enemy threats. Unleash the fire and fury that the world has never seen before upon today's Gurkha Pleasure Stick in 3, 2, 1.
Jeez, I thought you were talking about Iran there for a second. All right, let me toast the foot of this fantastic cigar. Okay. There we go. And I'll tell you, the weather today is spectacular. Just mild, gentle breeze. It is perfect summer weather. I don't care where you are in the country. It is perfect today. So Chamber of Commerce weather for Buffalo, no doubt about it. Now, before we get to our first libation from Hamburg Brewing, I'm enjoying my cigar, but the Alpha Dog in Training Baron, Pendragon's Royal Baron, cannot be left out. If I've got a cigar, he's got to have a cigar. So Mrs. Harem of One Gina gave me the Ruffio and Julieta Doggy Cigar. Baron, you can conduct litation maneuvers too, buddy. Attaboy. Good boy. Did I tell you the boy was trained or what? Fabulous.
Awesome.
Good job, Baron. Enjoy that cigar. We got to get Kay Kaizad. By the way, Kaizad Hensodia couldn't make it. He's got some pressing business. Sends his regards. We got to get him to make some of those Kaizad or Gurkha doggy cigars with the special packaging. But we also have Pat Bush here. Where's Pat? Pat working it over at the Tinderbox. So glad you could make it from Gurkha as well. All right. So we've got to get the first libation from Hamburg Brewing. Where's somebody from him? Here we go. Baron, take your cigar. There you go, buddy. Baron's not going to let that cigar out of his chompers, I can tell you that. All right, first up. First of all, welcome from Hamburg Brewing.
Thank you.
Give us your name.
I'm Scott Roche. I'm head brewer at Hamburg Brewing Company.
Fantastic. Now, Scott, we have been working, you and John Russo Jr. and I, for a number of about 4 months on this. It's a special fruit-infused beer.
That's correct.
We want something very summery, but not like chicken. That's very, you know, it's going to taste like you're drinking pineapple juice or orange juice. So tell us about this very unique beer, only available here for the Alpha Pleasure Fest.
We put together a partial kettle sour beer that's, like you said, infused with fruit. It's going to be a lot of mango, a lot of passion fruit, and lightly hopped, well-carved, and quite refreshing, honestly.
Mm. Have all of you had this special Alpha Pleasure Fest brew from Hamburg Brewing? Is this unbelievable? Or?
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll take 2 kegs delivered to the Alpha Pleasure Palace down in the Cigar City. This is fabulous. So tell us about what we started with in terms of the ingredients. And because this isn't an IPA. This has not a lot of hoppiness to it. It's very, very pleasant, very smooth.
It's mostly Pilsner malt. A little bit of wheat goes into there. And then we allow it to naturally sour using lactic acid bacteria. And then we brew a traditional batch. We blend it together, let it ferment out, and then later on add all the fruit.
I think we went through like 6 different iterations of this because John would send me a box of about a dozen bottles. I'd try it. I'd say, nah, needs more of this, needs more mango, needs
mango.
A little of this. We kept going back and forth. And when you finally sent it to me, I'm like, that's it.
Nice.
Fantastic. And I wouldn't be surprised if we end up seeing this somewhere down the road.
I hope so.
Absolutely. And what other beer you sent?
We have some Oktoberfest over there, and I believe some lager. Oh, right here.
Great. So the Oktoberfest, which is available starting now?
Yes. Those are in stores right now, and our lager is actually a year-round one as well, and that's
And I love the packaging. Red, white, blue, and gold. Very, very American. Yes. Make beer great again. Hamburg Brewing, they are doing it. Hamburg Brewing is what now, about 5 years old?
Yeah, absolutely.
5 years old. Now, where's John Sr., John Russo? John, you still driving the delivery truck, or have you graduated from that? Still doing it? Tell you, John Jr. works you hard. Works you hard, but it's fantastic. And you've got a tremendous brew pub there with food. You're cigar-friendly, incredible outside patio where you can... By the way, Ed Kilgore, a noted dean of Buffalo. Nice of you to make it, Ed. Thanks for coming. Only 45 minutes late. Thanks for coming, Ed. But you've got an outdoor area that is totally cigar-friendly, very picturesque over a nice little pond. And I know that John Jr. and Sr., we've all lit some cigars, and we're coming next week.
Excellent.
Outstanding. All right, so the Hamburg Lager, the Hamburg Brewing Oktoberfest, and the special Hamburg Brewing Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest beer that is a special, cool, refreshing fruit infused.
Yes.
All right, we appreciate you joining us from Hamburg Brewing. Lots of samples over at the Hamburg Brewing tent. Fantastic. All right, so as we continue on here, let's talk about some of the other cigars, along with Carlos Yacatoraño, Juan Lopez, that you have been working on, because one of the things...
This is Carl on the Bot. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On the week of 13 August, we are joined by Chasta Community College, Doug Wright, attorney at law. What do you need to know about what's happened legally? Sheriff Tom Basinko with an update of what happened with the car fire. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance. Information on what you should be looking for in your insurance policies. And Dr. Kara Tennant, who will address the fire and impact on your pets. All of this next week, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a walk.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Sorry, I'll wait for the next batch. I don't want to find you guys. And I should also say that at the Cigar Retailers Convention, the Gurkha booth, I say it's a booth, it's not, it's a huge area, absolutely jammed. I mean, starting from the first morning, you guys were jammed nonstop. In fact, every time I'd go pop over to chat with one of you guys, you had the order pads, you were selling big time all over the place nonstop.
Absolutely.
Even Kaizot had to work this year.
Yeah, you know, he has to every now and then, right? I mean, it
doesn't happen often.
Well, actually, you know what we got him for Christmas? You know one of those when you're Simsters and you do when you get the callus in your finger for counting all the money?
Right.
We got him one of those for his birthday.
Yeah, because normally he's backing up the Brinks truck, into the bank. All right, we're going to continue with Juan Lopez and Carlos Yacatoraño of Gurkha Cigars. But let's go to the Pooch Pit. Colonel Ange, I understand that Butcher Dave has created something with the gator meat that I imported from the Florida Everglades. So, Butcher Dave, come on up.
Here he comes.
All right, General, I've done gator wings.
I didn't know gators had wings.
but I did a little spin on buffalo wings. They're spiced with a Cajun seasoning with Florida sun-grown tobacco in it. I got sent up from Jeff Borsowitz.
Now, these are not wings. These are legs, right?
Yeah, that's the leg. Yeah. They're extreme.
Does it taste like chicken?
Yeah, if you want to call it that. And I also have, of course.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, of course I have celery, blue cheese, and I did a wing sauce that's espresso infused with coffee from Goodrich Coffee.
Outstanding. I love it. Just, you know what? It's got just enough spice and some nice smokiness and tanginess to it. Here, I'll take another picture eating this. Again, I got to get over thinking it's kind of a giant lizard. And once you get over that, it's actually pretty good. A little chewy.
It was 2 hours in the smoker.
No, I'm saying gator itself is chewy.
Yeah. You know, people say it tastes like chicken. You know what it is? It's the texture. It's not the flavor.
Well, looking at alligators, they look like they're going to be a little bit on the rough side. But very good. Well, I'll tell you, I'm getting some afterburner kick on this thing.
Yeah, it's a Cajun seasoning.
Yeah, but I'm getting a little bit of that espresso on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a little of that coffee. Yeah. Fantastic.
And I found that the tobacco that I put in it, one of the big things I came up with is sweet. For some reason, that is what came into my mind with tobacco.
Fantastic. Very, very good.
I'm glad you enjoyed them.
All right, I need something to wash it down. So let's bring over the folks from Southern Tier Distilling. And I had the privilege and pleasure last year, after the show, of heading down there and touring the entire distillery. Greetings. And we have a bottle of the American whiskey. I sampled everything down there. It was absolutely incredible. And we've got some special Southern Tier gin. No, I did not try those.
These are brand new.
First of all, introduce yourself.
I'm Katie Conroy. I run sales for New York State.
Katie, welcome.
Thank you. Ross would be here, but he's bottling vodka right now.
Not a problem. He was busy when I was down there last year. It was incredible. Yeah. I mean, you guys were distilling nonstop. And I'll tell you, last night we had a big crew dinner at Alpha Mother Piera's house, and we had some of the 2X hopped whiskey. That was sensational.
Isn't that something?
Very unique. Nothing like it. So you get the whiskey with a little bit of that hoppy beer taste to it, but very subtle.
You almost have to sip it twice because you haven't experienced it before.
All right, so let's talk about, first of all, what are we sampling, by the way, for all the attendees today?
So we have our American whiskey. What's unique about this is it's a half corn, half wheat mash bill. Nobody gets that close to making bourbon and doesn't. We get new white oak staves from Lakewood. Ross chars them himself at the distillery, which is a little bit crazy because it is a registered bomb site. And we put the wood in the whiskey, not the whiskey in the wood. So we miss bourbon by 1% of corn and that juxtaposition.
Fantastic. So I'm going to take a little sample of this.
Smooth.
Wow. Smooth with a little bit of that oakiness.
Yep.
And you can definitely tell that the wheat that's in there.
Yep, it's a great price point. Typically retails about $32.99. All New York grain.
All right, now these are your craft cocktails in a can, right?
Oh, yes. Right. These are going to become a new normal. You probably have seen them around.
Mm.
Not to be confused with a spiked seltzer. Those are malt beverages. You can buy them at 7-Eleven. This is the real deal. So we got a gin and tonic.
Which I just sampled, which is great.
Cucumber, elderflower. You taste it?
Yeah, I taste it all. It's fantastic. And got the bourbon smash. So I'll try that afterwards. Got to take a break right now, but we thank you for coming. Southern Tier Distilling.
All their
samples are here at the Pleasure Fest. We will continue from the Pleasure Fest in Buffalo around the corner.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Fonseca Classic. This Dominican cigar from Quesada has a Connecticut wrapper. It's a mild to medium, well-balanced smoke, full of enjoyable flavors and aromas. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold. All three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, we have come to the end of hour number one. We ran a little bit long, but fear not. The good news is, even though 1 hour is in the annals of history, we have one more hour of Alpha Male Pleasure Fest maneuvers from my hometown of Buffalo, New York. We'll continue talking with Juan Lopez and Carlos Yaca Corano of Gurkha Cigars. We'll continue talking about the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. We have many more delicacies from the Pooch Pit. We've got the roasted pig on the spit. We've got all sorts of other great dead quality meat animal products. We've got other libations coming from incredible distillers and vineyards. Much more coming your way, hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show from Buffalo. Comes your way next. Stay right there. Keep your cigar lit and your libation filled.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's the Shasta County Mini Maker Fair. It's the open call for makers. So, what do you make? We're celebrating engineering, arts, crafts, science, technology, and do-it-yourself. Your chance to show off your work. Everything from robotics, electronics, gaming, sewing, blacksmithing, crafters, student projects, dance performers, 3D printing, music, performers, and much more. Application deadline is August 9th for the September 15th Maker Fair. Contact makers at MakerFairShasta.com or visit ShastaCounty.MakerFair.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump made a brief public appearance at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf resort, where he met with some supporters and also responded to a question by a reporter who asked whether he felt betrayed by former White House staffer and fellow reality TV star Omarosa Monigault Newman, who claims in her new upcoming book that Mr. Trump used racial slurs on the set of the reality show The Apprentice, and she called him a bigot and a racist.
Lowlife. She's a lowlife.
Mr. Trump will be in Bedminster for the rest of the weekend. The investigation into last night's theft and crash of a Horizon Air turboprop aircraft continues, the FBI joining the NTSB and airline officials on the scene. Alaska Air Group CEO Brad Tilden says the man who stole the plane was authorized to be in that area of the airport.
It was a 3.5-year employee of Horizon Air. It was a ground service agent for Horizon Air. To answer the question that you asked, he was a background check. There was a couple of different criminal background checks we run on our employees.
The Senate will begin the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this coming September 4th.
Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican chairman of the Judiciary Committee, says the committee will launch up to 4 days of review that Tuesday, beginning with opening remarks from senators. Kavanaugh will face questions Wednesday, September 5th, followed by testimony from legal experts and people who know the judge.
Ken Lorman reports Republicans are eager to confirm President Trump's nominee ahead of the new court session, October 1st. That's when Justice Anthony Kennedy retires. Democrats have complained Republicans are rushing the process for the lifetime appointment without proper vetting of Kavanaugh's record. But Grassley says there's plenty of time to review the documents, said it's time for Americans to hear directly from Kavanaugh. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Message and data rates may apply. Texting and rolls for recurring text messages.
Nice game. Man, you're really playing hard today.
Yeah, shows what a great night's sleep will do. You know, since I started using Z-Quiet for my snoring, there's no more waking up getting elbowed, and no more moving to the couch in the middle of the night. You know, for the first time in years, the snoring's gone, and my wife and I both wake up feeling great. It's amazing, so easy to use, and it worked the very first night.
I'm Dan Webster, co-founder of Z-Quiet. For years, I was off my game due to snoring. My wife Trina and I were desperate for a solution, and we found it with Z-Quiet. There's nothing better than waking up feeling rested, happy, and best of all, in the same bed. So if you're ready to score extra points in the bedroom, get Z-Quiet.
Z-Quiet fits both men and women, and right now you can try it risk-free for a full 30 days for just $9.95. Just text SLEEP to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com. Text SLEEP to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com.
A federal appeals court has thrown out two key permits for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Correspondent Jeremy House with more on the story.
The three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service permit was arbitrary and capricious because it provided no specific limits for the allowable impact on 5 threatened or endangered species. The judges also vacated a right-of-way permit from the U.S. National Park Service because it allows the pipeline to pass underneath the Blue Ridge Parkway without explaining how the project would not be inconsistent with the Scenic Parkway, part of the National Park System. Environmental groups say the ruling means construction should be halted on the 600-mile natural gas pipeline. Jeremy House reporting.
A 75-year-old man competing in the swimming portion of the Cleveland Triathlon was found unconscious in Lake Erie, later died. Oklahoma native Jim Hicks had been a national champion for his age group last year. More on these stories at townhall.com. A 66-year-old North Carolina woman is dead after she was attacked and killed by two pit bulls while she taking a walk.
Montgomery County Sheriff Chris Watkins says the woman's husband reported her missing after she did not return home from her walk Thursday. She was discovered hours later dead on the side of an unused road. Authorities found two pit bulls they believe had taken part in the attack. The dogs have been quarantined. The woman's identity was not immediately released. Patrick Frost reporting.
Police say actress Sean Young is wanted for questioning after she was caught on surveillance video stealing laptops and video production software from a store in New York City. Police say employees at a store in Queens reported a burglary this week, saying surveillance video showed Young and a male companion breaking in and stealing laptops and software worth about $12,000. Check out more news, read more analysis, get them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show. It's Cigar Dave's Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water. Presented by Gurkha Cigars. You're in the middle of 2 hours of nonstop alpha pleasure maneuvers as we continue to make America great again. Lieutenants, stand up and be heard as your general has banished all snowflakes within a 20-mile radius. Keep that cigar lit, refresh that cocktail as the general has returned to his hometown of Buffalo for Cigar Dave's Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water. And now, your global five-star general, Cigar Dave.
And we welcome you back to the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in the Buffalo Theater of Operations, Buffalo Riverworks, a spectacular August summer day. Great cigars from Gurkha, great food, great libations, but most importantly, great camaraderie, and that's what it is all about. And the enemies of pleasure don't get that because they live miserable lives. And we're happy. And the fact is, they just can't stand that we are happy and we are enjoying life's great pleasures. And that is what it's all about. Welcome you back. Our number 2-877-DAVE-007. We will try to sneak in a few calls this hour, 877-328-3007. And if you are lucky enough to get in, we have a special Gurkha cigar sampler pack, the same cigar sampler pack that everyone here in Buffalo is enjoying. Now, before we do something special here in Buffalo, big announcement, big program announcement for those of you in the cigar city of Tampa. We are pleased to announce that beginning next Saturday, August 18th, we are moving to a brand new flagship affiliate in the cigar city of Tampa as we move to FM 102.5, The Bone. Real Raw Radio, or now that I'm on it, Real Raw Pleasure. So that is next Saturday on 102.5 The Bone. We are thrilled to be on with them and can't wait to be back with all the great folks at Cox Media Group. And that'll be presented by Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. In just a few moments, we'll be rejoined by Juan Lopez and Carlos Yacatorano of Gurkha Cigars. But first, we always get to the end of the show, and we're always trying to jam in all those people that come from out of town. And we have so many great guests that come to us from around the country. So those of you that have come to Buffalo today, not local from the area, that traveled to Buffalo, please stand up right now.
Wow.
All right, let's give them a big round of applause. Now, here's the deal. We want you all to stand, and we're going to get our crew with their microphones because we want to recognize you. We want to get your names and where you're from. So first up, where is Captain Paul? Captain Paul, let's do this. Let's start from left to right. Let's start from left to right so that we keep everything in order. So we're going to bring all the microphones, all of our crew, and we're going to recognize everybody because I see a whole group of guys. I know where they're from. So first up, go ahead. Give us your name and where you are from.
Rocky, Pennsylvania.
Where in Pennsylvania?
Allentown.
Welcome, Rocky.
Joe flew in from Philly this morning, flying out at about 3:44 this afternoon.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate that. Right. Thank you so much.
Center Valley, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Buzz, is that the Pennsylvania table right there? Fantastic.
Yes, it is.
All right, Buzz, I like that name, by the way.
Bob, Traverse City, Michigan.
Welcome from Michigan. All right, outstanding.
Bill from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All right, Bob, Virginia. And by the way, you gentlemen just met each other for the first time, correct? No? Oh, you knew each other. But some of the other guys didn't. You're all enjoying each other's company, camaraderie. That's what I say about alphas and cigar connoisseurs. You can always find friends everywhere you go. All right, continuing on, Captain Paul.
Jack, Cleveland, Ohio.
Jack, go Cleveland. Great.
Hey, I'm Mark. I drove in from Stamford, Connecticut yesterday.
Hey, Mark, welcome all the way from Connecticut. How long did it take you, by the way? About 8 hours?
Michelle Obama from Fort Lauderdale.
That's my friend, by the way, that's my friend Gina, longtime family friend. By the way, Hillary for herself. Bye-bye. Adios. Actually, wait a minute. I knew there was one person here that actually was going to show up as a Dem. By the way, who did you vote for, Jenny?
Hillary.
You can leave. Hey, how does it feel? Wait. How does it feel to be amongst the majority of Trump, being in the company of people that love Trump, make America great again?
It is
Trump-tastic. Trump-tastic. We love him. Donald J. Trump. All right, next.
Hi, Dave. Evan and my wife, Jenny, from Southern Illinois.
Where in Southern Illinois?
Marion, Illinois.
It's the penitentiary, right?
Yes.
They let you out for a couple hours. That's fantastic.
And hey, Dave, I want to thank you for allowing us to have plastic straws.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to come clean because I'm actually packing heat. I'm packing contraband from Santa Barbara, California. I got an entire wad of plastic straws. Screw the straw police. They're never going to take my plastic straws. That is never going to happen. Not going to happen. All right, next up, Captain Side.
Barry from Sequoia, New York.
Where are you? Where are we going here? Okay, go ahead.
Barry from Sequoia, New York.
Where's Sequoia, New York?
South of Utica.
Welcome, south of Utica. I went to Syracuse, so central New York. Fantastic. Captain Side.
Riley from Rochester, New York.
Welcome, right down the thruway.
Jake, I'm from Plattsburgh, New York.
All right, Plattsburgh, beautiful. And wait, go ahead.
Larry Baker, Tupper Lake, New York.
Saranac Lake, Tupper Lake, fantastic. Great part of the country. Lake Placid.
Joe from Plattsburgh.
Joe, and you're wearing a Syracuse shirt. Are you an alum?
No, but I grew up there. They wouldn't let me.
Well, they let me in. I graduated in 86, proud Syracuse Orangeman. Fantastic. Well, welcome all from New York State. Let's go to Exotana.
General Dave Kamka, Fayetteville, North Carolina, home of the airborne.
Outstanding.
And if I may, for you?
Sure.
Some of North Carolina's finest from Walton's Small Batch Distillery.
You, E.M. Walton's corn whiskey. Some great hooch. I will take that. Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate it.
My name's Gene. I'm from Sanford, North Carolina.
Well, Gene, welcome from the Carolinas.
Originally Chicago.
Well, tell you what, you can't go wrong in the Carolinas. Great part of the country. Fantastic. Back to Captain Paul.
Jim Glenn, all the way from Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa, the nation's heartland. Let me ask you, did you bring a steer or any wheat?
Oh, we brought you a lot of corn.
A lot of corn.
We'll make whiskey.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Go ahead, Captain Cy.
Ken Scarpino, Des Moines, Iowa.
Ken, welcome.
Bob McCarthy, Fort Myers, Florida.
All right, my neck of the woods in the Sunshine State. XO Tim.
Cheryl from St. Petersburg.
I know you, Cheryl, exactly, right across Tampa Bay. Fantastic. Mick the Brit.
Joanne from Tampa, Florida.
Welcome, my home, my adopted hometown. There
Michael
we go.
And Joanne from Dunedin, Florida.
From Dunedin, Tampa and Dunedin. Dunedin Brewery, Mike Bryant, great beer, fantastic. Let's see, where are we going? XO Tim.
Sam McGuckin from Columbia, South Carolina.
Love Columbia. Great, some great barbecue joints down there.
Hey, it's Paul from South Carolina.
Where in South Carolina, Paul? Columbia, fantastic. The Gamecocks. All right, fantastic. Next up.
George McGuirk from Hamilton, Ontario.
Welcome, eh? Beautiful. And by the way, I know you love Tim Hortons, eh? But we got Paulus that's even better. You're going to love him. You're going to want to make the trip. All right, Captain Cy.
Maurice Russo, Keene, New Hampshire.
Welcome from New Hampshire.
Kermit Studley, Middleborough, Massachusetts.
Well, from the People's Republic of Massachusetts. Fantastic. By the way, can you still smoke cigars there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. Just checking.
Paul from Ontario, Canada. Supporting all your fans, Dave.
Where in Ontario, Paul?
London, Ontario, Canada.
From London. He came all the way from London. Hey, Mick.
London, yeah.
There you go. You
there's only one London. That's the one I'm from.
All right, let's go.
Mike from Waterford, Connecticut.
Welcome from Connecticut, Mike. Fabulous. All right, back to Captain Sign.
Steve, via my mother's uterus, via my father's member, and I'm from Huron, South Dakota, big cock country. Want to thank everyone for a great time.
All right, and welcome.
Why can't I get any alligator?
Well, give the man an alligator. From South Dakota. Do we have an alligator wing? Go ahead, Butcher Dave. Give the man from South Dakota an alligator wing. Come on, they don't have alligators over in South Dakota.
General, to your left.
To my left, Captain Paul.
Steve, Boca Raton, Florida.
Boca, all right, fantastic.
Marty, Atlanta, Georgia.
At Hotlanta. Hey, go to Bones next when you get back. Love Bones in Buckhead. Fabulous. Where are we going next? Did we get everybody? Oh, wait, we got one more.
I'm going back to Buzz because we have Buzz's military here.
Oh, Buzz, go ahead.
Hi. Retired from the Air Force, 24 years.
Fantastic. The great Blue Yonder.
I retired from the Air Force, 22 years.
Outstanding. What did you do in the Air Force? Get the mic over there real quick. I want to find out what he did in the Air Force.
I was a navigator.
Navigator, fantastic. Excellent.
And I was in nuclear and missiles.
I love it. Listen, I love what President Trump said. My nukes are bigger than yours. Love it. All right, Mick.
General, I've got a very special guest here.
Well, Mick, thank you. You know...
Ed Kilgore.
Yeah.
Ed's from Kansas City originally.
That's right. But, no, Cigar Dave was an intern for me at Channel 2. It was about, 50 years ago?
A long time ago. So, no, I tell you what, I started with that when I was 15, just about to turn 16.
And I was 13 at the time.
Yeah.
I knew literally when Dave was in high school that I said, someday I'll work for this guy. He was precocious and smart and ambitious, and it's great that you're doing good things for the country, buddy.
Well, thank you, Ed. And I've got to tell you, Ed would come driving in. You know, he'd come back from vacation. Yeah, I was in Vegas, this and that, and I'm like, Ed. And he told me some of the exploits. Poor, he was married, of course. I said, Ed, my idol. Got to follow in those footsteps. Now, of course, you've been married to Debbie for a long time, and you're pretty boring now, Ed. But back in the day, you were pretty living an exciting life. Which I am doing now, by the way. So I'm picking up right where you left off. Well, we want to thank everybody that came in. I know that it's a lot of travel time. Did we miss one person? Did we get you? Okay. We want to really thank you because you come in, some fly, some drive. And to come in, I'm very honored and humbled that you came in. And by the way, all of you that are in from out of town, was it worth the trip? That's what I want to know. Good. Because I want to make sure you had a magnificent time. That is what it is all about. All right, let us do this, because we ran a little late in the last segment as we continue from the Buffalo Alpha Pleasure Fest here at Buffalo River Works. So let us do this. Let us bring up from Cutwater Libation, Cutwater Spirits, we've got Gina Natalie. Gina, come on up. Let's talk about, and by the way, love the pink flamingo. It's just like I'm back on the beach in Florida. This is fantastic. Now, first of all, let's talk about Cutwater Spirits. These are very unique. Everything's in a can. This is a lime margarita, and you brought a Bloody Mary. Let's talk about it. Get that mic nice and close.
Okay. So we make real spirited canned cocktails. Everything we produce, we make in our distillery. We make the mixers, and we produce the spirits as well. I just brought my favorites up. So I have the lime margarita, the Bloody Mary, and I also brought up our Bali High Rum, which is a coconut and pineapple-flavored rum for you guys.
Ooh, that lime margarita is very cool and refreshing.
And it's 12.5%.
That's not bad. I mean, because your Bally High is going to be what, 45?
It's 80 proof.
80 proof, so it's 40. Okay, great. Let me try the Bloody Mary. In fact...
That's been the number one today.
Wait, where's Colonel Ange? You are a Bloody Mary connoisseur. I know that. So let's get Colonel Ange up here. I'm going to take a little sip. That's plenty. All right, we're going to put a little in there. I'm going to take a sip here.
Did you guys
trust me, these guys will take the whole case.
Love it.
That is good. All right, Colonel Ange.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You are a Bloody Mary connoisseur, but you like yours with gin.
Yes, I do.
All right, there's no gin in here, but take a sip of that.
We do make one with gin, not in a can, but we call it a red snapper. We don't call it a Bloody Mary.
Who doesn't like snapper? Come on.
You see this? Come on. Let's go.
Keep going. Okay, there you go.
It's 10%. Be careful.
All right.
Oh, 10%. He's used to 80%. Come on.
Here we go, folks. And what is this?
That's the Bloody Mary.
This is the Bloody Mary. It's called?
Say nice things.
No. This is called the Cutwater Bloody Mary. This is mild, by the way, but there's some kick to it.
It is the mild. We're working on getting the spicy here.
All right. There's spice. No, there's spice to this.
There's spice. In fact, you know what? Can we get a stool?
Here, take the whole thing.
I'm just going to sit right here.
Take the whole thing, Colonel Ange, and marinate some meat in it. All right, we've got some more meat coming up.
Thank you, General.
All right, Gina, fantastic. By the way, let's try the Bally High Tiki Gold. Whoops, I'll have you. There we go. Now, you said this is coconut infused?
It's pineapple and coconut.
Pineapple and coconut are very tropical. Wow.
Yeah,
it's got some nice wood kick, spiciness, smokiness, but then you get the pineapple and the coconut.
Yep, it's a nice dipping rum, but it also makes a great daiquiri or a pina colada. It mixes well.
Try it.
I'll tell you, the danger of this, it's so sweet, and this is so pleasant, that with 40 proof, you could sit here and drink about 10 shots before you realize the potent effects of it, so you got to be careful. Well, Gina, that is fantastic. Where's Cutwater Spirits out of?
So Cutwater is out of San Diego.
Okay.
I drove from Rochester, though, so I'm an out-of-towner, too.
Well, welcome from Rochester. We appreciate you coming in.
Yeah,
fantastic. All right, give a round of applause to Gina Natalie from Cutwater Spirits. And next up, let's bring up the gentleman from, I think we've got, is it Teal? Teal from Honey Eye Falls Distillery in central New York. And let's talk about Honey Eye Falls Distillery. What? We need the microphone back here. Teal, go ahead and let's talk about real quickly about Honey Eye Distillery.
Honey Eye Falls Distillery is a farm distillery based in just outside of Rochester, New York. And what you're holding there is our Red Saw Rye Whiskey. It's an Empire Rye Whiskey, which is a uniquely New York rye whiskey. It's at least 75% grain sourced from New York rye whiskey. This bottle is actually 100%. So.
What other spirits do you distill there?
Bourbon, gins, a litany of gins. We also make absinthe, among other products.
Wow. This rye whiskey has a lot of spice to it. Very sharp.
It's 85% rye. Rye is dry, spicy, and interesting.
That is definitely for a unique palate, but this is a unique spirit. So
yes,
it's not for everybody, but I'll tell you what would be great with this. This would be great to me if you wanted to marinate some steak. Get a little bit of spice in it. Colonel Ange, you can do that, can't you? We can take a little rye whiskey, marinate our steaks, our ribeyes overnight, or our tomahawk chops.
Yeah. Especially ribs, General.
Ribs, too, would be great.
Yep.
This is fantastic. Very sharp. Gentlemen, try this. This is a very unique spirit, 75% rye. And what is your biggest seller at Honey Eye Distilling?
We actually make a gin called Flower City Gin, named after
Rochester.
Rochester.
That's your number one seller. So this is the same thing, right?
That's actually bourbon. It's a high rye bourbon.
Okay, so this is a high rye bourbon.
This is our Red Saw bourbon. It's 51% corn, 34% rye, 15% malted barley.
Wow. Still has that kick.
Yes, sir.
But a little bit tamer. Very, very nice. Well, Teal, we appreciate Honey Eye Distilling, and appreciate you being out here today.
Thank you.
Again, all the samples. I know a lot of people have been heading over to Honey Eye Distilling. And where did you come from Honey Eye Falls?
Yep.
Well, welcome
this morning.
Thank you for making the trip to Buffalo. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. Outstanding. Give Teal a big round of applause. All right, Colonel Ange, you have been very busy. Next, go ahead, Teal. You can take that. That's fine. Unless you want me to keep the bottle. Here, take that. We want everybody to have samples. So let's go back to Colonel Ange and the Pooch Pit. Colonel Ange, we have got a very unique delicacy that you have just created.
Yes, sir, General. We have deep-fried nads of steel.
I almost forgot. Where's my briefcase here? When we come back, actually, Sergeant Steve, can you grab my briefcase in the top compartment of the zipper? There's something that I always travel with that I never leave home without, and I have a set at every single desk. All right, so this is Nads of Steel. You going to tell us what this is?
General, it's pretty simple. It's deep-fried alligator balls.
I did not know alligators had balls. I thought they laid eggs.
General, they did have balls up until a little while ago.
Ah, there you go. Beautiful. Cut, cut, snip, snip. And by the way, I always travel with my balls of steel, which I forgot to put up, so I have them right here. Although I don't need to be reminded of my alphaness. But this is a, deep fried gator ball.
Deep fried gator balls, right. General. Go get them.
It's definitely not as chewy as the alligator tail. Or the alligator wing, or the arm.
Well, they're a little bit softer down under.
What's your make? We won't go there.
Yeah.
Colonel Lance, tell me, what's in this, besides gator?
Yeah, it's gator. It's gator. It's pretty much a crab cake made with gator, General. We got you a couple of dipping sauces there. You got a buffalo wing dip sauce, some Rudy's blue cheese, but you're eating a gator cake instead of a crab cake.
That is delicious.
Not bad. Thank you.
Even the boat captain loved it.
Yeah. Toss a few over the side, boys.
All right. Outstanding.
Okay.
All right. Next up, let's do this. We're going to continue moving along here. Let's bring up the folks from Sierra Norte. And I think we've got, is it Julian Macy? Julian, where are you? Come on up as we do that. And by the way, if any of you have any questions, comments, see one of the Cigar Dave crew in the blue shirts, because we want to leave time for everybody. And let's bring Julian up. Where's Julian? Is he coming?
Yep.
All right, he's coming up right now. We're going to also sample from Sierra Norte their spirits and Western San Vodka as well. And let's see here. By the way, without any question, Julian from Sierra Norte wins the award for the best dressed alpha male here today. Looking very good. I like the look. And by the way, you may not realize this, Temple Hall Estates, that is a cigar. General had that way back, so I like the cigar theme with the bow tie. Very nice.
General, good to be here. Long ass to see you, sir.
Back at you. Now, where did you come from?
I just came from Williams, New York, right around the corner here, working with Oscar Brothers today.
All right, fantastic. All right, get that mic a little closer.
All right.
All right, so, let's talk about Sierra Norte. Tell me about Sierra Norte.
Sierra Norte is a whiskey from Oaxaca, Mexico. The gentleman who distills it distilled mezcal for 28 years, and mezcal is hard to produce now. Agave plants are pretty rare, so he wanted to keep his factory producing at 100% and all his workers employed, so he used the indigenous corn from Oaxaca, which comes in all different colors, to make whiskey. It's pretty interesting. He kept the colors separate, so each different whiskey has a different flavor, all different expressions from white corn, black corn, and yellow corn. So I brought you two of my favorites. The black corn is right here.
All right, now I'm looking at the bottle. The black corn, it says barrel number 10, bottle 146, batch 05. So they number every single bottle.
Yes, indeed.
Take a sip of that. Wow, that's got some serious kick to it. Major octane.
For sure. Yeah, it's a 90-proof spirit.
That is very bold. Let's try the white corn. This is the white. Very different flavor complexion.
Most definitely, yes.
Wow, very unique. But these are very rich and spicy. These are definitely not for someone that wants a mild flavored whiskey.
Not
a lot of kick to it.
No, I'm actually enjoying a Gurkha Abuelo, courtesy of my friends over the Tinder box right now, and it goes great with that white corn whiskey. It's fantastic.
Juan and Carlos, what did you think of those whiskeys?
Fantastic.
Let's get those mic levels up, please. There we go. Go ahead.
That was amazing. I love them all, but you have to have a ball.
Yeah, have a gator ball, by the way.
You have to try that. All right. Let's
have the gator ball. And it goes very well, I will tell you, with the Sierra Norte.
Absolutely.
All right, Julian, I want to thank you. Sierra Norte, appreciate you coming out all the way from Williamsville. And again, best dressed guy. Give him a big round of applause. Fantastic. All right, next up, I've got a, let's see. Oh, got to take a break? Oh, did not hear that. All right, got to take a quick timeout. We will continue from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in my hometown of Buffalo, New York, around the corner.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé. The Gurkha Marquesa and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for every college student to know their constitutional rights. This resource includes legal case precedents for recently controversial campus issues. Religious groups must get equal treatment as secular groups.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Redding's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Redding. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
America great again, but Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott continue to make the Buffalo Bills great again. Last year it was the playoffs. This year, with Josh Allen, Tremaine Edwards, and more, Cigar Dave is leading the Bills Mafia charge.
As we continue front and center from the Cigar Dave Apple Pleasure Fest on the And it is a delight to have all of you here, all of our fellow alphas front and center. We have much more coming your way. But first of all, Colonel Ange, I want to get to something very quickly here. I know that we've got a lot of grilling and barbecue items. I saw this story and it kind of disturbed me, and I want to just confirm where the meat comes from. Saw this interesting story. A woman, an Indiana woman accused of serving her lover's remains at a barbecue. And she didn't do it once, she did it twice. So I just want to make sure, where did you purchase this meat from? Do we know where it is originated from?
Well, Dave, let me ask you this first. In anything that she made, was any of it deep fried?
I didn't get that far. All I know is she said it was served barbecue style.
Because the balls are always served deep fried. Now, grilling, I don't know. I can get you a bun, because there may be one of these.
Well, all I want to make sure is that it came from a dead quality animal, not a dead former human lover.
All of them came with a label of authenticity saying they're dead animal, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Outstanding. Now, there is Lieutenant Aristotle, who is in charge of the Australian Theater of Operations. We have a loyal contingent of Australian listeners that listen live at 2 a.m. Australia time. And he sent us a very interesting article about a March for Men. A March for Men in Australia. And a big radio presenter, as they call them there, decided that men are getting just unfairly lambasted. They are being, basically, we know this. There's an attack on masculinity. There's an attack on testosterone. There's an attack on alpha male men. So she's doing something about it. She wants to rally Australians together. So on August 25th, she is holding a March for Men in Melbourne, Australia, down under. And it got me thinking, you know that I defend all of our rights as alpha males. We are not ashamed to be masculine men. We're not wussified betas. So therefore, we need to do something. And as the leader of the charge, I am pleased to say that our new slogan is Make Masculinity Great Again. And so we are going to proudly wear these caps. In fact, our entire crew, Mrs. Harem of One, if you would hand one out to entire crew. We've got a limited number of these if you want to buy one of these. And Puff Muff and Wendy will be going around if you want to buy a Make Masculinity Great Again cap. We will wear these proudly. We will not be intimidated by the libs and the feminists that basically, as I call them, the National Association of Ugly Women that couldn't get a date if their life depended on it. They cannot get a man. And the thing about a lot of these feminists is, that worries me, is they have more facial hair than I do, and I get 5 o'clock shadow at 11 in the morning. It is a very scary sight. So we are proud to be masculine men, and we will not hide from it in any way, shape, or form. All right, next up, Colonel Ange. We're going to go vegan, I understand.
It's Butcher Dave.
Butcher Dave. Tell me.
Wait,
we're going vegan? Wait, I don't understand this.
Vegan. What we're doing
It says on my rundown sheet, smoke vegan grenades.
Yes. Well, it's kind of a trick, General. What you do with the potato, you lure the vegan in.
Now we're talking.
And when they least expect it, you hit them with the grenade. You've got venison sausage inside, and it's wrapped in bacon.
Nice. Beautiful. By the way, just saw an article, very interesting, in Italy. Researchers have published a paper that was just published in one of the major journals, scientifically proving that women do not find vegetarian men as attractive as carnivore meat-eating men. We all knew that anyway. But look at this. That is magnificent. All right, I got to take a taste of this. Yeah. I love this.
What he did was take a russet potato.
Oh, man.
Took a 1-inch power drill, fired a hole through the center of it.
Hang on. Look at that.
And then wrapped it in about a half a pound of bacon.
You know what? If you ever get a vegan coming near you and they're a pain in the ass, just start taking this with a fork and just putting it around them, and they'll start running and cowering like the wimps that they are. All right, fantastic. All right, as Juan and Carlos continue talking about that, they're going to take a little bite. Then we're going to continue with them. But I want to thank, we've got a whole bunch of people that we want to thank. First of all, I got to thank Guy's Odd Hand Sodium, Juan Lopez, Carlos Yaca Toraño from Gurkha Cigars. Gentlemen, great to have you here in Buffalo. We still have much more to talk about. I want to thank Jim Dvorak and his entire crew from the Tinderbox. Jim, great job as always, my friend. There he is in the orange vest. Where's John Russo and the entire crew from Hamburg Brewing, John Russo Sr. and Jr., Jerome Nathan and the entire crew at Serto Brothers. Got to thank Global Wine and Spirits Group. Jeff Siren took seriously ill this week, and he was planning on attending. And we just want to extend our best wishes for a recovery. Tough shape right now, but we are thinking about him. Want to thank Richard Budd from Goodrich Coffee. Want to thank General Mills for putting the little cereal bowls that are in your little gift bag. Becky Jones and Sean Green from Riverworks. How about the food and the hospitality here at Riverworks? Got to thank from our great affiliate here in Buffalo, News Talk 930 WBEN. Got to thank Tom Bowerly for coming out and, of course, having me on the show last week, Bowerly and Bellavia. Greg Reed, the market president, general manager, Tim Wenger, and the great promotion staff, the girls that check you all in today, Rosie, Heather, Megan, Steffi, and Sam. Give them a big round of applause. They stuffed the bags. They were great. And how about our great sound crew here? It's not easy to – nobody else in the country – pulls off an event like this where we have 18 microphones and we've got all sorts of feeds going on. There's no other broadcaster in the country that does these types of events. And we pull it off thanks to the great guys from CJ Sound, Vinny Croglio, Jake Brodka, and Larry Scheuer. Great job, gentlemen, as always. And back at our master control facility, Jeff Ryder, Wayne Taylor, over at Pipeline Broadcast, we thank you. And, of course, I want to thank all of you alphas that attended the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest that came from near and far. I hope you enjoyed the Pleasure Fest as much as I hosting and conducting broadcast pleasure maneuvers. So thank you all for attending. And, of course, I got to thank our great crew, all the people in the blue shirts. Give them a huge round of applause. Colonel Ange, Dave the Butcher, Sergeant Steve, Voice Talent Ed, Captain Paul, Mick the Brit, Lieutenant Gary, Mrs. Harem of One, XO Tim, Puff Muffin Lori, Puff Muffin Wendy. Did I have everybody? Did I get everybody? I think I got everybody. Oh, Captain Cy. Got to thank Captain Cy, all the Puff Muffins, and all the women. And got to thank, by the way, last night, Cigar Mother Piera put a phenomenal dinner for all of our guests and our crew. So, Alpha Mother Piera, many thanks as always. All right, let us continue on here. Next up. We had to smoke vegan grenades, so we're going to keep moving forward here. Let's go to the folks from Old Soul. Oh, wait, let's bring Jerome up. Jerome, we've got some Western San vodka. Jerome Nathan from Serto Brothers. And by the way, Jerome, many thanks to you because you went above and beyond all the wines, all the spirits. Many thanks, and it has just been a delight working with Serto. I knew Peter Serto when he was alive. He was one of the first to embrace our Pleasure Fest way back. And we certainly miss him. He was just a great gentleman. But you carry on at Serto Brothers, definitely in his legacy.
Thank you. Just trying to fill some shoes. He's a great man.
Great. He was a great
guy. We all still love him dearly. He taught us all great lessons. So I got a little bit. I got Western Sons Vodka. It's coming out of Texas. It's 10 times distilled. It's gluten-free. And they're flavored vodkas. So lighthearted, easy doing. The first one I have is the Ruby Red Grapefruit Mule. So I took it, added a little ginger beer with it.
I'm not a vodka lover because, you know, really I'm more of a brown spirit. It's pretty good. This is a great summer spirit by the pool.
This is perfect.
Fabulous.
By the pool.
Outstanding. Mm. Next up?
Next up, I have their lime vodka.
A little lime. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
The problem with these, you can have about 100 of them. And you don't realize that it's got, 40% alcohol by volume.
Floaties are key in the pool with these.
Mm. Yes. Yes. Tip very, very slowly. Fantastic. And, Jerome, I know we've also got Old Soul Wine and Replica Wine as well. And we've got Lazzaroni as well. Let's talk about Old Soul, first of all. Because Old Soul Wine, as you mentioned earlier, we've got Dave Cook from Old Soul Wines. Tell us about Old... There we go. We'll take that microphone back. Dave, tell us about Old Soul Vineyards.
Old Soul, they are located in Lodi, California, so
all right.
Which is just east of the Oakland area, so the Bay Area. What they produce out of Lodi, California is just a very fruit-forward style wine, so very easy drinking for all consumers here. Just a pleasure to have, a pleasure to drink. goes virtually with everything. So.
Oh yeah, right.
Magnificent. I tell you, that cab, not overly powerful, but it's almost between a Pinot Noir and a cab.
Yeah, no,
very
absolutely,
easy drinking.
Absolutely. Lighter,
very nice.
Lighter in alcohol too. I think like 13.8. So
very
again,
nice.
Very very drinkable for everybody. So.
Old Soul. What's the suggested retail for a bottle of the cab?
You see it anywhere from $9.99 to about $13.99 on the shelves.
That is cheap.
Yeah.
And this
I know.
Is very good.
Incredible quality.
One more sip.
Absolutely.
Mm. I think we'll keep the bottle up. No, we'll come back and get them later. All right,
well, thank you.
Thank you, Dave, from Old Soul Vineyards. And then next up, let's bring Julian Macy from Lazzaroni. Come, actually, I'll tell you what. Let's bring up Mickey from Integrated Beverage as we try their next group of wines here. All right, Mickey, what'd you bring for us?
Hello, Dave. Nice to meet you.
Greetings. We served these last night at our crew party. Everybody loved them.
Good. Well, I left Syracuse the same year you came in, so
I came
how
in.
How was your experience?
Well, actually, I let's see, was there from 82 to 86, and you were there from when?
My whole life.
My whole life. Then you left, okay.
As I said, the greatest thing to ever come out of Syracuse was 81 South. So.
You remember Aunt Josie's?
Yes.
Great one of the best Italian, baked ziti, unbelievable. All right, tell me about
have
this.
Have you ever been to Coleman's?
No.
It's my father-in-law's place in Syracuse, has been open since 1933.
Well, I'm going there in the next couple of weeks, so I will go.
Please go.
All right, tell me about this Chardonnay.
So we this morning actually had the great privilege of being on CBS Morning News to show how we are the best in reverse engineering wine. We test over 600 different molecular analytes, taste, aroma, mouthfeel, texture, and we are able to get a 98% or better.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
To select great cigars to present to you as a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, where every month you receive three cigars, unique cigars, differing tastes from different countries, different palate selections. But it's your opportunity to enjoy fabulous cigars each month. And for August 2018, I present to you the Fonseca Classic, the original cigar created in 1974 by Manuel Quesada. It is an oldie but goodie. And over the last 4 years, Mother Nature, between the temperature and between fermentation, has allowed the cigar tobaccos in the Fonseca Classic to be a little bit richer, so there's more flavor, more creaminess. An exceptional cigar, the Fonseca Classic. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month, you get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now and join the Officers Club today.
In the fertile fields of the Connecticut River Valley, there is still one cigar brand who grows their own Connecticut shade wrappers. Monte Cristo,
Prized for its unique silky texture, this exquisite tobacco has now been used to craft a cigar worthy of its name, the Monte Cristo White Vintage Connecticut. Building on the legacy of the beloved Monte Cristo White series, this excellent medium to full-bodied cigar is rich, flavorful, and complex. Crafted with only the finest vintage 2008 wrapper leaves, the Monte Cristo White Vintage Connecticut cigar has subtle notes of spices, vanilla, and hazelnuts. Packaged in a gorgeous handcrafted box, these exceptional cigars are available now at your local tobacconist. Pick up a Monte Cristo White Vintage today and experience the spirit of the valley.
Surgeon General warning. Cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat, even if you do not inhale.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
When your balls are made of titanium steel, there are many things you never have to worry about. Naggy dames, wussified betas, or playing with deflated balls. Your five-star global alpha male in chief, Cigar Dave.
All right, as we wrap it up for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, my hometown of Buffalo. First up, I want to recognize longtime family friend Jim Miller. Jim was at the dinner last night. His daughter has a little side business called Simply Charzy. Thank you for being so sweet. Jim's daughter made these incredible-looking cookies and pastries that had the Cigar Dave Pleasure Fest and Cigar Dave logo and the Gurkha cigar she replicated. Absolutely incredible. Jim, how long has your daughter been doing that? Mick, right behind you. Right behind you, Mick. Jim, how long has your daughter been doing these? Well, let's get that microphone open. Go ahead, that's Mick's mic. Go ahead.
General, she's been doing it since she was about 15 years old. Very, very talented artist.
Well, these are incredible. Got the Cigar Dave logo, and Charzy's her name.
Yes.
And by the way, she does. We're going to post it on CigarDave.com. She has a Facebook page, Simply Charzy, Charzy Sweets. So we're going to post that because I'll tell you, these cookies were great. People loved them. And we wanted to save these to show everybody. Absolutely incredible. So, Jim, thank your daughter, Charzy, for me.
Thank you, General.
All right, fantastic. All right, not to be outdone, Mrs. Harem of One Gina bought Little Baron, Alpha Dog in training, Happy Dog's hot dog meal. So we actually have fries. Look, they have little fries. And there's like a little Salem's dog with cheese. So, Baron, would you like a fry, buddy? Baron, want a fry? Want a fry? Have a fry. Have a fry. Okay, there you go. So he's going to enjoy the fry. Yeah, you have one too. All right, fantastic. All right, let's do this. Let's bring the entire crew up because we've got three final delicacies, including the pig. Colonel Ange is going to start it. We got the whole entire crew. Let's do that. Let's bring them up. Take a look. All right, first up, Colonel Ange, what do we have here?
General, we have the alligator kebabs. We've got the buffalo chicken grilled cheese. We have the Bob Mueller smash burger, and we have smoked mac and cheese.
Bob Mueller smash burger. Yeah, we want to smash Bob Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those gator kebabs are fantastic.
Thank you, General.
Tell me about the grilled cheese. What's in it?
The grilled cheese is buffalo wings grilled, hit with some wing sauce. You got some cheddar, you got some blue cheese, you got some butter. You got a grilled cheese sandwich, General.
All right. Colonel Lance, there's nothing you can't do on a grill, a smoker, or a griddle.
Well, there's one thing, because it really burns.
Private G, nice work. What do you have?
He has the griddled Paula's pita stick.
Ah!
We took a pita stick, we cut it in half, we griddled it. It's got salads on it, it's got pickles, it's got some secret sauce, cheese.
You got sweetness, you got some smokehouse spiciness, you got the pickle, a little bit of sourness. This is fabulous. This would make a great breakfast donut.
Let's get it on the menu.
Christina, thank you very much from Paula's Donuts. Fantastic. We appreciate it. Excellent. Only Colonel Ange could come up with a delicacy like this. All right, next up, the
smash burger.
What is it?
That's a classic diner smashing the burger down. Every bit's crusted. It's got all the good stuff on it. Cheese,
melts. Got a little taste of Comey, Peter Strzok, and almost like what they serve in jail.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll get used to it.
That's cool.
All right, Butcher Dave, what do we have?
Oh, I've got the whole roasted pig.
Look at that.
We got Hillary here.
Bring that over.
I'm gonna turn around and there's a couple forks on the back.
Oh, look at that. Here we go.
Gentlemen, there's forks on the back.
Is that a cigar in its mouth? Oh no, that's the tongue.
That's the tongue.
Outstanding. Let's bring our whole crew up. Give them a big round of applause. There's no way we could do this without them. The entire Cigar Dave crew. Come on up, everybody. Butcher Dave, Colonel Ange, Captain Paul, Mick the Brit, Private G.
Excuse me.
We've got Exo Tim, Captain Cy, Mrs. Aramavon, Lieutenant Gary, Puff Muffin, Lori, Puff Muffin, Wendy helped out today. We've got Alpha Sister Lynn, Alpha Mother Piera. We've got Alpha Dog, Baron, the entire crew. So thank you so much. And as we do that, Juan, let's talk about, finally, the Gurkha Ghost. Be careful back there. Be careful. The Gurkha Ghost Gold. I want to get to that before we wrap it up.
All right. So everyone's sad. A lot of people, I mean, we only sell about 1.5 million of those cigars a year on the regular Ghost. So we decided, Carlos and I went with something a little bit different. So this it's an Ecuadorian Habano, and we added a Nicaragua Dominican and a fully with Pennsylvania broadleaf for a little bit more sweetness to the cigar. These guys will be available at the same price point from that $7 to $10 sweet spot, like we like to call it. Medium body, a lot of flavor, real consistent. All Gurkha new products should be available except for the Dupree. That's more like late November, Carlos. Everything else will be at the end of September. Lure for them at Tinderbox. They're going to have them. My man right there.
They got them all. Juan Lopez.
Thank you.
Carlos Jacatarano.
Thank you, Buffalo.
Kaizan Ansonia from Gurkha Cigars. Everybody have a good time today?
Yeah.
Thank you, Buffalo.
Outstanding. My mission is done.
Thank you, Cigar Dave.
I want to thank everybody. Thank all of you. Another great Buffalo Alpha Pleasure Fest. Cigar Dave, the general saying, Mayor Hewitt always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Make masculinity great again. Thank you to my hometown of Buffalo, New York. It has been a delight to be back for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest 2018 edition.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York shut down his campaign today, his reelection efforts, after being caught and charged with insider trading.
Collins says in a statement he'll suspend his reelection campaign and finish out the rest of his term. The New York congressman was arrested on Wednesday on charges he used insider information about a biotechnology company to make illicit stock trades. He's denied any wrongdoing. Collins says he's ending his campaign in the best interest of his constituents, President Trump, and the Republican Party. Bob Agnew reporting.
The man who stole an empty Horizon Air turboprop plane from SeaTac International Airport was identified as Richard Russell by an official who was not authorized to discuss the matter but spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. All authorities will say is the man at the controls was a 29-year-old. He was a 3.5-year Horizon ground crew member. Alaska Air Group CEO Brad Tilden says airplanes are accessed for a number of reasons throughout the night and are not locked for the ground people.
This is aviation in America. The doors of the airplanes are not keyed like a car. There's not a ignition key like there would be in a car. The setup in aviation in America is we secure the airfield, and then we have the mindset that we have employees that are credentialed and authorized to be there.
Meanwhile, the FBI is on the scene to assist the NTSB and airline officials in their investigation. The president of the University of Virginia offering an apology to the students and community members who faced off a year ago against white supremacists during a torch-lit march through campus. James Ryan spoke to a crowd gathered Saturday morning for a service of reflection on the anniversary of the march. Halfway through the weekend, already bloody in Chicago, nearly 24 people were shot, one of them fatally. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hugh Hewitt for Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with over 15 conservative organizations, like Gun Owners of America, the Heritage Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List. Patriot Mobile takes a portion of your bill and contributes it back to these organizations. No extra cost to you. Support conservative causes you believe in and switch to Patriot Mobile's nationwide, super fast, super reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at just $20 a month. Plus, you can save on select iPhones starting at only $4 a month. At this great value, one size doesn't have to fit all. Pick one that's right for you and your budget. They also have great deals on Android phones. Hurry, join Patriot Mobile. This offer is valid while supplies last. Also, make sure to mention the promo code HUGH to waive your activation fee when you join. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/HUGH. Again, patriotmobile.com/HUGH or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Start making conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
An Australian tourist biking in New York City died after colliding with a garbage truck as she swerved to avoid a vehicle that was blocking the bike lane near Central Park.
Police say 23-year-old Madison Jane Lydon veered into traffic around 4:45 p.m. Friday when a stopped taxi suddenly pulled in front of her. Lydon was pronounced dead at a hospital. The transportation advocacy group says it was a crash waiting to happen because lazy and entitled drivers are parking, dropping people off, and idling in bike lanes. Patrick Frost reporting.
Canadian police charged a man Saturday for the deaths of two police officers and two civilians in a shooting that struck a nerve in a country that's been roiled in recent months by several instances of mass violence. Police in the eastern city of Fredericton, New Brunswick, said that the man, a 48-year-old, was arrested and charged with four counts of first-degree murder. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Prosecutors on Saturday ordered a recently defrocked monk to be detained for 4 days, pending an investigation into his alleged involvement in the death of an abbot on a prominent monastery in the desert northwest of Cairo.
The murder of Bishop Epiphanius has rocked the Coptic Church, whose adherents make up around 10% of Egypt's population. The 64-year-old was found dead at Abu Makkah Monastery, 100 kilometres northwest of Cairo. His alleged murderer, Wael Saad, was a monk at the same monastery, but was stripped of his religious title in the days following the death. He's said to have told prosecutors that he used an iron pole to bludgeon the bishop to death. It's not known what the motive might be, but the church has instituted a crackdown on clergy behaviour, including banning them from social media and freezing the recruitment of new monks for a year.
That is BBC correspondent John McManus reporting. More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Live from the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. It's going to be a big hour. Harvey Huntsman joins at the bottom of the hour. And Andy McCarthy's here, best-selling author, contributing editor, Fox News contributor, and former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. We need his expertise on the breaking news about Congressman Chris Collins. He is now indicted for alleged insider trading that just came across. We're trying to put together the pieces. We'll try to do that and see what kind of trouble he's in and how serious it has to be for this, something like that, to happen for a sitting congressman, who's a Republican, by the way. But before we do that, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
It's a great privilege to be allowed to come in this country as a refugee or a non-immigrant, and to knowingly violate laws of this country has given such a great privilege. That's somebody that needs to leave.
And that's what we're talking about. The revelation yesterday, Homeland Security has found that 600,000 foreigners are overstaying their visas. 40% of the 11 million just are here too long, ignoring the rules that visas come they have. Guess who's top of the list? Canada. Number two, Mexico. This is Gallup just found that Americans think that immigration is the top problem in the U.S. Now, what they see in immigration, that's the difference between Democrats and Republicans.
Number two.
There was over 60 different contacts made between Bruce Orr and Christopher Steele trying to get dirt on this president. We also have text messages now that confirm Peter Strzok actually worked with Bruce Orr.
And we'll give you the rest of that soundbite with Mark Meadows. Mueller. My sense is the Mueller investigation wraps up by September or goes dark until after November. I'd love to see it done by Labor Day. And new revelations about the British investigator Christopher Steele talking about Bruce Orr, which you just heard. We now have new text messages, email exchanges. Very disturbing.
Number one.
You'd much rather be in Balderson's position, much rather be in Balderson's position than O'Connor, but it's not implausible. We are going to go through a recount that could take this thing out into late August.
Yeah, but Balderson is up by about 7,000 votes, and he's up by those votes in Ohio, which should have been an easy win on paper, but the way in which Patrick O'Connor did his thing, he ran really as a moderate Republican, not as a liberal Democrat, like, let's say,
Nancy Pelosi, or let's say Kamala Harris, who might just be the nominee for president in Kamala Harris's stead. Let's bring in Andy McCarthy right now. Andy, first off, this thing about Congressman Chris Collins of New York, ironically, he was one of the first lawmakers to endorse President Trump when he was a candidate. How bad and egregious and obvious does it have to be to get an indictment on a sitting congressman?
It shouldn't be a higher standard than it is for anyone else, but we all know that these cases get looked at very, very carefully. This one probably not as carefully as a situation where if you had a Democratic administration that was investigating a Republican, they'd want to make sure they could clear any suspicion of whether it was a partisan thing rather than an evidence thing. Here, that's not that much of a consideration. We understand the cases from the Southern District of New York here in Manhattan. If that's the case, the U.S. attorney there, Jeff Berman's a Trump appointee. So
you have to be serious. Real quick, Michael Cohen, according to a report that came out late yesterday, Michael Cohen's legal problems are becoming a little bit clearer. Looks like it's going to be a tax problem as it relates, at least originally, one of his issues, a tax problem. He's going to be investigated for alleged tax fraud as it relates to his taxicab medallions.
Yeah, Brian, I think this goes to what we've been talking about since he got since he had the problem of the search warrants being done on his different locations months ago, and that is there's always been a strong suspicion that what they were interested in with respect to him was broader than anything that had to do with President Trump, and I think we're starting to see that now. It was clear he didn't have a very thriving legal practice, right? He could only identify a couple of clients.
Right. Sean Hannity, who he did minor work with.
But not as a lawyer, evidently.
Yeah, the Michael Cohen address, email address I have, says Trump.org. So
right.
I'm not kidding. I mean, that's how I got a hold of him.
And we don't think he did legal work for Trump after the president became the president. So we only know of one other client, and that's a one-off in connection with another one of these non-disclosure agreements.
What is your take on the interviewing of this madam as a focusing, we understand, on her relationship with Roger Stone? And this is Robert Mueller.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, we know that Stone is a person of interest to them because Roger Stone himself says that. There are some communications that he's been involved in that suggested foreknowledge of the fact that WikiLeaks was going to come out with, some of the stuff on the DNC, and I guess that's what they're probing.
This is what I've just been handed by Pete, who hates to get up during the show, so it's got to be serious. And he actually handed it to me. He does not want to move. It's unbelievable. WikiLeaks is WikiLeaks verified account. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee calls editor Julian Assange to testify. The letter delivered via U.S. Embassy in London, where he is. He's at the Ecuadorian embassy. WikiLeaks legal team say they are considering the offer, but testimony must conform to a high ethical standard.
Yeah.
So
I think Julian will get right on that, I'm sure.
But he is in a situation where he's about to be kicked out, and he is fearful that he's going to be coming here. And WikiLeaks seems to be more an enemy. They're an enemy of America, I believe.
Right.
But they seem to be more of an enemy of the Democratic Party. If you look at the types of things that were exposed during the election,
at least
used as their venue.
Yeah, I think they're a quasi-arm of Russia. So depending on what Russia's goal is in at any period of time, they could be goring the axe of Republicans or Democrats, depending on what would be destabilizing for America and helpful to Russia.
Right. When you say goring, you don't mean the axe. You mean the ox.
The ox, right?
Just want to make sure.
Yes, thank you.
If we're
going
to gore anything, it's going to be an ox, not an axe. So the big story that we just were going over.
I told you I learned English in the Bronx. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, right. Absolutely. You gore people with axes
in the
Bronx. So John Solomon has this story yesterday, and the documents are verified that there is much more contacts with Bruce Orr, who was with the Department of Justice on the Obama years and overlapped over, and Christopher Steele, past when Christopher Steele should have been involved in this investigation, after relations already broke up with the FBI. Here's John Solomon, Cut 31.
We now know that Bruce Orr was not just some ancillary figure.
He was a central figure. He was the glue that connected the Democratic opposition research effort to destroy Donald Trump during the election by accusing him of having ties to Russia with the Justice Department and the FBI. And he's not just anybody. He's the deputy to the Deputy Attorney General. That means the same Deputy Attorney General, Sally Yates, who signed the FISA warrant for Carter Page. Her man is meeting outside of the FBI with the primary sources that Hillary Clinton dug up, and he's coordinating.
So that's the beginning. He goes on, cut 32.
In the beginning, he's finding out what's going on. He's talking. Then when Christopher Steele is fired by the FBI, he's told, the FBI told him, you're no longer suitable as an asset to be a source, and you may not gather any more information under the color of the FBI. And what happens? 21 days later, Bruce Orr is gathering information for Steele and giving it to the FBI, and Pete Stroke is right there playing wide receiver, catching it. It's extraordinary. The FBI is violating its own rules. It's probably misleading the FISA court. The Justice Department has kept us in the dark about this for 18 months.
Why? Why have they kept us in the dark about this, and what do you find significant about what he, John Solomon's reporting?
Well, I think the two things that John hits on at the end are the most important things. The reason the FBI wouldn't be tripping over itself to tell everybody about this is clearly if it's outside their procedures, if they cut off an informant and then it turns out that they have a pipeline that everybody knows about but nobody's talking about and it's outside their official procedures, that's a problem for them. It would seem to me that a bigger problem for them, Brian, is what they represented to the FISA court about Steele's status. I think it was already problematic in the first place that they may not, as, and this comes back to what Senator Graham and Senator Grassley told us months ago in their report, that they may not have been straight with the court about whether Steele misled them about his contacts with the media. And what we do know is that they artfully told the court, without saying he lied, that he had been removed from the investigation for violating their informant policy about contacts with the media. Now it looks like he really wasn't out of the investigation in a practical way. And, you know, this again goes back to something we've talked about from the beginning on this, and that is, I think I've told you, I've taken information from all kinds of terrible people. Right. If you're in the bad guy business or the espionage business, you're dealing with bad people. So I've gotten information from, you know, terrorists, hitmen, fraudsters, you name it. Right.
Sammy the Bull got did in Gotti. Sammy the Bull killed multiple people. That's probably the most obvious example.
But the point being, you can take information from anyone. There's two things that guide you after that. One is, in order to use it, you have to corroborate it or verify it. And secondly, you have to play it straight with the court and with whatever fact finder you have about where you got it and the biases and potential unreliability of the source. And I think the problem here is when you read this warrant or this warrant application that they gave to the FISA court, they bend over backwards not to tell the court the ultimate source of this information to the Clinton campaign, and I just don't understand that. I don't know why you don't just look the court in the eye and say, look, we took opposition research from the other party. We take information from all kinds of places.
You know, but Andy, you know why.
No, I do know why.
And
well,
you know why? Because I don't want to get, I don't want to get rejected. And if I overemphasize what could get me rejected, I get rejected.
Yeah, but why do you get rejected, Brian?
Because it's not right.
And it's not, it's not wrong to take information as long as you're clear on it. But what they didn't do was verify it.
You're right.
Right. So that's the problem.
So that's why I'm saying that my thing is, if I have an uncorroborated document and I de-emphasize it in my FISA application,
right,
then I'm being disingenuous at the very least.
Oh, yeah.
And if I go out and say, I have this document, I think it's true, I can't verify it, I am not getting that FISA warrant.
Correct.
So what do I do?
Well, what they did is they didn't verify it, and they didn't want to tell the court what the bias was.
But yet they covered themselves and say, we did mention it. Most likely it's opposition research on candidate. Most likely this is information that was acquired by candidate number two against candidate number one.
Yeah, if you have to use a 3.5-page word salad in order to convey something that's a simple sentence,
even in the legal profession?
The harder you try not to say the thing that you should say,
right,
the more you should know you should say it.
Now, you told me John Huber is doing the investigation here, and this information that we now have from the Hill is exposed just because this is an ongoing investigation, and this great reporter, John Solomon, was able to get that information and share it with us.
Right.
So he isn't just taken out of the scrap heap. He's not forcing anyone to do it. They're doing this investigation. We just got a glimpse of it.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think John says in his report that this information has long been available to investigators and is only now getting out into the public domain.
Meaning lawmakers.
Lawmakers and the Justice Department.
Right. But never – that's where John probably got it. We don't know.
I guess.
Yeah, I just want to get an idea of this dialogue. It's not general. It's pretty specific. So after Sally Yates gets fired, this is what Bruce – this is what Christopher Steele writes to Bruce Hall. Hey, B, Dallas, a sad and crazy day for you with S.Y., Sally Yates. Steele texted Orr. This is January 31st, 2017. Donald Trump is the President of the United States, referencing President Trump's firing of Yates.
And they've just gotten the second Pfizer.
Yep. Steele's FBI relationship has been terminated, just to remind you, and the Bureau concluded on November 1st that he leaked information to the press. Not suitable for use, he's done. The FBI specifically instructed Steele that he can no longer operate to obtain any intelligence whatsoever on behalf of the FBI. Does it sound like he stopped doing that?
Well, let's remember now, that's a kind of a weasel thing, too, because he was getting the information himself under the auspices of the Clinton campaign to begin with. He didn't need the FBI cover.
Didn't
to
the
get
FBI the, take over paying for him, though?
We still haven't gotten to the bottom of exactly what he was paid, but yes, we've heard that.
And finally, because I'm up against the break, but he goes on to say, just want to check that you are okay, still in the situation, and be able to help locally as discussed. Locally as in Britain. Locally as discussed. What does that mean?
Well,
along with your bureau colleagues, with the FBI in Britain?
Well, we know that they were in Britain a number of times, though, Brian. We know that they met with Steele in Britain in July, was it?
And Strzok came in August 2nd, I think.
Right.
I'm still here and able to help as discussed, Orr texted back. I'll let you know if that changes, Steele replied. If you end up out, though, meaning if you get fired, I really need another bureau contact point number who is briefed. We can't allow our guy to be forced to go back home. It would be disastrous. What's he talking about?
Yeah, well,
we'll discuss what possibilities that could be when we return.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Last night, we put on an epic light show.
Yeah, we did.
The crowd loved us. We love the crowd.
Wait, but there were only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? All eight of their eyes lit up brighter than ours. And we're Firefly.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that one girl, she looked like she'd never seen glow-in-the-dark like this before, and we invented glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah, we invented it.
And we're going to be out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you.
Woo-hoo!
So come check us out.
Check us out.
And bring your kid. All ages show. Oh, but don't bring any of those glass jars because they make us kind of nervous.
Yeah, and I'm super claustrophobic.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
See you later.
Yeah, see you soon.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Radio commercials have been in our popular culture since 1922, but the decades of the 50s and 60s provided iconic performers hawking all kinds of products, like Buddy Holly for Olympia Beer.
Gently in your thoughts you run through the wind and rain, you chase the sun.
For Kellogg's.
Kellogg's, stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
Now, what we're also seeing is we're not talking about one or two or three contacts. There was over 60 different contacts made between Bruce Orr and Christopher Steele trying to get dirt and actually sell dirt on this president. And we also have text messages now that confirm that Peter Strzok actually worked with Bruce Orr. So it's amazing that it's taken so long for this to come out.
And that was Mark Meadows last night. Andy McCarthy's here. Andy, so they're investigating who Bruce Orr was, who Christopher Steele was worried about in terms of losing their guy.
Right.
So it could be the Cambridge professor, Halper. It could be the Ambassador Downing, Downing of Australia. It could be MIFSD, who made contact with Papadopoulos and Carter Page.
Yeah, and
with somebody else.
Right, it could be somebody else. Brian, we know that Andy McCabe, who was the deputy director of the FBI while all this was going on, testified in one of the congressional proceedings that they made big efforts, including in England, to try to corroborate Steele's dossier. So we know that there was a bureau effort that was mm-hmm. big in Britain. And Brennan's testified about it, too, the former right. CIA director.
Yeah, and I just sense that Brennan's nervous about something. He's reacting so emotionally to the president. My instincts say he's emotional about something, and maybe he's culpable about a lot more. Lastly, Paul Manafort trial. When do you think it'll wrap up? And is it all dependent on Gates' credibility?
No. See, the problem that Manafort has is that Gates
agreed to testify after the case was already indicted, so they were able to prove up the fraud before he ever came on board. He's probably helping Mueller tighten up his intent proof, but they had all the fraudulent acts already proved.
So you just think this is Manafort's convicted?
Well,
I think he's virtually convicted.
I think it's a very, very strong case. I think the jury could be turned off by the sweetheart deal that Mueller gave to Gates, which was really an outrageous.
Equally culpable. It's not like you got. It doesn't seem like Manafort's the worst guy. I mean, it's just flipping a coin.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what you get in a fraud case is like, you know, it's fraudsters who testify against other fraudsters. That's how it usually goes. But if I'm the jury, I don't like that Manafort's looking at hundreds of years in jail and Gates got to walk.
And that might figure into this. How much is on the line for Mueller's case if something happens and his jury says, I don't find him guilty like they did in a few years ago?
I think the likelihood of that is low, but it would be a blow to Mueller if this guy were acquitted.
It's just a huge it's just huge that someone would be that aggressive on something that they weren't asked to do. No one asked Mueller to pursue Manafort. They found him along the way.
Yeah, he obviously thinks he's an important witness.
And we think you're an important guest. Andy McCarthy, thanks so much. He clearly, by the way, has a clothing deal because he never dressed this good until he came to Fox. I'm telling you. Go with me on that.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
With faith and free speech under attack on many college campuses, Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for constitutional rights for students. This resource includes legal case precedents for many issues which have recently been controversial. PGI explains that religious groups have the right to meet on campus. Likewise, religious student publications should have equal treatment. Students of faith have the right to not participate in class assignments that contradict their faith. And students also have the right to pray, to choose a roommate, and the right to due process. The complete guide is at pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1973.
I will not place the blame on subordinates, on people whose zeal exceeded their judgment, and who may have done wrong in a cause they deeply believe to be right.
I'm getting out of baseball because I don't feel that when I go on the field, I want to give 100%. And the people of America should look at a guy like myself that loves the game of baseball and being on the field and not being able to produce.
But it was the unanimous judgment of my advisors that resignation would carry a presumption of guilt sufficient to prevent a defense on the merits. And I'm afraid that what I've been hearing and seeing and reading persuades me that they were right.
People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Three kids from Aurora, Colorado make the Dean's List for doing a good deed that was caught on camera. Jamie Carlton's son had dropped his wallet outside of his car in the driveway. At the time, the wallet contained $700 in cash. 13-year-old Haley Wenke, her 6-year-old brother Reagan, and their friend Ashley had been biking to a water park when they spotted the small leather object on the ground. Wanting to return the wallet, they walked up to the house and rang the doorbell. When the security system asked them to leave a message for the camera monitoring the front door, Haley said,
"We found your wallet outside of your car and we just thought we would give it back to you. So I don't know, I'm going to put it over here so no one takes any money."
Mr. Carlton was so touched by the kids' consideration, he uploaded the security footage to Facebook and praised them for their honesty. Good work, everyone. You all deserve this Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Democrats are trying to look at the silver lining here. They can point to the fact that the former Republican rep won the district by 37 points when Trump won it by 11 just in 2016. So this may be a moral victory. The problem is in politics, second place gets you oblivion, not a silver medal. But there are trends they can look to as Republicans are in retreat in key suburban swing districts. That's a good trend for Democrats.
Jen Avalon, obviously, cheering for Democratic success on CNN, talking about Republicans who are retreat in key suburban districts, especially with women. That was my ad lib, not his. But they like the fact that another solid red seat is under dispute. Now, it looks like they're going to keep it in the 12th District of Ohio, but it's very close, and the Democrats like that. Is close enough in politics? Let's ask Abby Huntsman. She spent her life in and around politics with her dad, now Ambassador to Russia, and now most importantly, which is top of her resume. I saw her resume, and the top sentence says, "I get occasionally to work with Brian Kilmeade," which is odd to lead with.
And, well, the days that I do are the luckiest days for me, like this morning.
Right.
I got 3 hours of Brian Kilmeade time.
Right, even in the breaks. But a lot of times in the breaks, you choose not to talk to me, which I find fascinating because I can't imagine that. First off, on this, is close good enough? Is close sending a message?
For Republicans or Democrats? You
either
could take
one.
This
in
so
politics.
Many different ways. In this,
because our moral victories in Georgia in the special election, Montana, South Carolina, yeah, they were all closer.
But a win's a win, right? A win is a win ultimately. I think the one in Ohio, this District 12, it is far closer than it should have been. And the only reason that he'll probably pull through is because of President Trump. I think what the big takeaways from that one and some of the – I think Trump is 9 for 9 of Republican primaries when two have been pitted against each other, and the one that aligns himself closer to Trump has won. And so in this Ohio district, the fact that he came out just a few days ago and did that big rally in Ohio and told people to get out and vote for him, he pulled him through the finish line. So if you're running as a Republican today, I think that's the headliner is you got to align yourself with Trump. But you got to do more than that because this guy, this shouldn't have even been a race. This district has been Republican since 1940.
Right. Oh, this is, I don't want you to speak for all women, but when women see the Stormy Daniels stories and the other issues with the McDougal and things like that, people have pointed out that suburban women, for the most part, don't like that stuff.
Mm-mm.
But the pushback on my own premise is that they kind of knew that stuff anyway.
They didn't vote for Mitt Romney, by the way. They voted for Donald Trump. These are two different guys with different paths,
yes.
Right? So, like, you knew what you were getting. And with Donald Trump, he is a New Yorker. He's a business guy. I mean, most of this stuff came out before you went to the polls. The Access Hollywood tape came out before people went to the polls. People are able to put some of the stuff aside, whether that's right or not, because they feel more excited about things that he said he was able to do for this country. You know what I think, Brian? I think President Trump has actually only re-energized his base for 2020. You may not agree with some of the things that he's done if you didn't vote for him, but he has followed through on many of the things that he promised he would do, which is unlike a lot of politicians that get in that role. So if you're a Democrat, you got to wonder who can beat him when he's got a base that already is so energized about 2020.
So Tom Perez, who runs the DNC, has got a problem. His biggest names, his most flamboyant figures are all liberal Democrats, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker. Now you have this 28-year-old from New York. They're all slash socialists like Bernie Sanders. They get the biggest crowd and the most heat. Here he is, though. After watching Patrick O'Connor do well as a moderate, he says this, cut nine.
Nancy Pelosi is responsible for the passage of the Affordable Care Act. We wouldn't have coverage for people with pre-existing conditions without the leadership of Nancy Pelosi. And so millions of Americans are in better shape because of that.
So he's doubling down on that leadership. I don't know how wise that is.
I think that's the greatest gift to Republicans. Yeah, because if that is the message he's sending, and of course he called Alexandria Cortez the future, the darling of the Democratic Party. If that is the direction they're going in, Democrats are going to lose. I mean, because what they're doing, Brian, is they're alienating a majority of their party, a majority of this country. Remember Democrats like the JFK Democrats? Remember JFK was pro-life. He had tax cuts. I mean, this was a very different version of the Democratic Party. I've talked to folks who say, I used to be that Democrat. Now I have nowhere to go. No one is speaking for me. So where do they vote?
Right.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. I think
O'Connor actually spoke to a lot of those folks in Ohio, the one that has gone against Balderston, as more of a moderate Democrat voice. He wasn't the anti-Trump. He ran on issues. And you see how successful he's done. He may lose, but by a very small margin.
Right. And there's going to be a rematch in November. So it doesn't even matter that much, except for it's a win, and this becomes a blur as opposed to a way to raise money. Look, we're about to have a blue wave. Don't be caught without it. Don't be caught underneath it. So Tom Perez has got that going for him. Troy Balderson had Kasich and he had the President of the United States. And the question is, what helped him more? Steve Kornacki weighed in, cut 14.
Kasich coming out and endorsing the Republican, sort of giving that, you know, more moderate Republican stamp of approval. Absolutely. You know, you look at Delaware County, Kasich coming out for that matter and saying publicly, hey, I don't know if Balderson even wanted Trump coming. I don't know how this guy ended up out here. Again, you could see that tailor-made for Delaware County. The fact, though, that Donald Trump was out there, the fact that the day before the election you had Balderson dissing Franklin, my God, you look at the turnout in Franklin, you say maybe it backfired, you know, right there.
So John Kasich.
That's who he believes. Kasich deserves the credit.
That's where the momentum came from, Brian. I mean, why are we giving Trump credit here?
Right.
It was all John Kasich.
He did win Ohio by two percentage votes as governor.
You know, he's running in 2020, Kasich.
No question.
As I said, the headline of the races right now should be, if you don't align yourself with Trump, you're not going to be successful. How can you run as a moderate Republican today when you see how energized Trump's base is? Who is your base? How does he hope to be successful? As you know, politics, it's about cycles. It's about different chapters. And right now, it is not in that moderate lane. The Republican Party right now is the Trump Party in a lot of ways. And so I don't see how a John Kasich can tell himself and can raise money and convince people that he's going to be successful. I just don't see it.
At some point when the Mueller probe's over, and Andy McCarthy told me off mic, he doesn't think it's going to be over quick, but he said at some point when it's over, Trump's going to have an opportunity to do what JFK did. One of the first things JFK did, he had to talk about a new generation, and Eisenhower took it personally. And he's like, wow, really? A new generation? The World War II generation? I thought I was a pretty good guy. I was general. I was two-term president. And the first thing JFK did after he won is fly down to Eisenhower's house as president-elect and meet with him and say, listen, I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican. I had to say some things, but I hope I can have your help. After all, I just beat your vice president, who he probably didn't like that much, Nixon. So we never had that because Hillary couldn't admit she lost. No one bought the result. And Trump is such a took such offense to Russia getting credit. One, we were just like rolling down, falling downstairs. At one point, he has to go back and just say, hey, guys, let's go try to get something done together. Mm-hmm. And that, for no other reason, even if no Democrats come, moderates will say, in independents, maybe I can vote for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, I can vote for this guy.
Well, and if their alternative is like a Bernie Sanders voice, there's really no one else, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I also think it's really tough for even a moderate Republican, given the economy, because Trump can tout, I've been in long enough that my policies have been put in place, and we are seeing the results, and people, businesses, people are feeling good about
right.
things. We've got 3.8 unemployment right across the board. Small businesses are doing great. That's a tough thing to run against. It's going to be hard for Democrats to figure out what their economic voice is.
I've been fascinated by Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Have you interviewed her yet, Brian?
No, I haven't.
You've got to get her on this radio show.
Right. It would be fantastic.
What would you ask her?
First off, I'll start with easy questions and then have other questions.
Warm her up.
Yeah, like how many middle-class people are there in this country and why are we wasting so much money on the military? So she is a socialist star. Ocasio-Cortez, the headlines here, is that every single candidate that she endorsed lost. Every one of them.
Are you surprised?
So when asked, cut 22, she was asked about Manchin. She's like, oh, he's not really good for the working class. Asked about Senator Menendez. His time has passed. Well, thanks. They're in heat. If I'm a Democrat, I'm in a heated primary. I need every percentage point I can get. Here she is, cut 22.
A lot of these folks were in their political heyday in third way 90s politics. They were campaigning when we had more of an American middle class. This like upper middle class is probably more moderate,
mm-hmm.
But that upper middle class doesn't exist anymore in America.
Oh,
right.
Where'd they go?
They doubled. So the stat, they doubled. I mean, they grow. And by the way, there's a movement in the Democratic Party. Let's start banning rich. Should we vilify just rich people instead of saying they're aspiring to it? They have 43% say they don't want to even use the term rich among socialists.
That's nice. That's the country I want to live in. That's the American dream. That's what we all aspire to. And then you have Governor Cuomo here in New York who's talking about sanctuary universities, turning NYU into a sanctuary place.
Where you could go and live.
You could go and live.
By the way, there is no campus. And people that live there, you pay $67,000 you want to live there. Let alone if you want to eat.
Every parent wants to send their child to that university.
Yeah.
Well, at least the Democrats are giving people a choice. There is no gray area right now. I mean, when it comes to the biggest issues of economics, of immigration, the voice of the Democratic Party right now couldn't be further away from where the Republicans are. So voters have a choice.
Abby Huntsman is here. She had a choice. She could have blown off and said I was sick.
I pulled a
hamstring.
Brian threatened me.
Really? You're right. I don't threaten. I cry. And I tell you there is no alternative. So Derek Hunter from townhall.com says that as much as Trump can help, it's still ultimately going to be up to them. Cut 20.
I think Donald Trump made the difference coming in the last minute, but he can't be everywhere. He plans on campaigning 5 to 6 days a week, but he still can't be everywhere all the time. People are going to have to find, candidates are going to have to find a reason to inspire voters on their own, not just through President Trump.
It's tough. Do you know any Republican that has emerged?
Brian, I don't make a lot of good points, but I think the only point that I made this morning on the show was that very one. And it was that these candidates, you got to give people a reason to vote for you outside of being the Trump candidate. The Columbus Dispatch in this Ohio district endorsed the Democrat in that race. The first time they'd done that in decades because they sat down with him and they asked him specifically, give us an issue where you differ from the president on, and he could not give an answer.
Troy Balderson?
Yep.
Because he's afraid.
And so, their response was, we don't trust this guy. We don't even know who he is. So what they endorse the Democrat. And I think that is a reminder to everyone who's running to find your own identity and mm-hmm. give voters a reason to vote for you, not for Trump, because you're the one that's going to be on that ballot. It's not Trump's name.
Hey, Alice, would you do me a favor? Would you listen to the whole show and see if that was the only good point Abby made? I'm sure there has to be another.
No, I don't think so.
Right. Pete, you would do that.
There's already that. I lost count on how many good points.
Oh,
it's
you
more
guys
than
are
one.
So nice.
So, absolutely.
Can't even count that hard.
Not everybody comes into the studio and brags. Right?
Well, you do every day. So
right.
There's only room for so many more.
Exactly. Sometimes my guests do at times, too.
yes.
So Derek Hunter had another good point, cut 21.
There is a silver lining for Republicans tonight. The shine's a little off the diamond. The three candidates endorsed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, who they campaigned for, all lost their primaries. Mm-hmm. So the wind might be coming a little bit out of the sails of the Democratic Socialist Movement at the same time.
Hmm. So I think that at some point someone's going to have the courage to stand up to Sanders and say, you're not even a Democrat, and I'm not a socialist. I'm a capitalist, but I am part of a welfare state that wants those who can't afford to provide by themselves. We want to make sure that there are things out there for them. We're not living in a Darwinistic society where unless you can get that great job, you should just die in the streets. We're not saying that. But you should say, I embrace capitalism and competition, and you have the right in this country to fail and succeed,
yeah.
And there's glory in the effort.
Well, and give me an example, by the way, of any place that has had socialism that has been a total success with the population that this country has.
Right.
Give me an example of that. There's a reason why we have never had socialism in this country, because
and
it doesn't work.
There's also a reason why a lot of innovation comes from America, mm-hmm. where people come to be creative and where the landscape allows that to happen. And hopefully with this regulations being cut back, that'll happen again. I know small business feels like they are benefiting from it. We have a few more minutes with Abby Huntsman, who will be hosting Saturday and Sunday for 111 hours.
Yeah. Maybe 112.
112. Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Talk.
In your meeting with Putin, did you confront him about the meddling accusations?
Yes, and he said he didn't do it. And the only thing stronger than the best intelligence apparatus in the world is a murderous dictator's word.
How was that one?
You're doing great. I believe in you.
President Putin, do you have any blackmail material on President Trump?
This guy, are you kidding me? He's as clean as the Moscow Hotel's freshly bleached bedsheet.
Mr. President, does your goodwill toward Putin explain your brash behavior toward our NATO allies?
I'm going to break a little news here. Putin and I are starting our own NATO.
What?
It's going to be called Cool NATO. It's going to be me, Putin,
nope,
Kim Jong-un,
nope.
Papa John.
Wrong.
Our symbol is an octopus with fangs.
I didn't tell him to do this. I don't know what he's doing.
That is pretty funny. Is that cartoon president?
Cartoon president.
Yeah. So listen to this
You're
one.
You're in that show a lot, Brian.
I don't know if I, am I in as much now? I haven't watched it in about 2 months.
A tiny part of my brain, and it's so small, but it's screaming that all of this is completely wrong.
It is so good. A tiny part of my brain.
Right. No, my brain is small. Don't relish.
The hidden secret about Brian Kilmeade is you are truly one of the smartest people I've ever worked with. And I don't just say that to be nice or because I'm standing next to you. And I tell people that. You really are. You are one of the most researched, but you also understand the history of this country and facts more than almost anyone that I watch on television.
Wow.
And so I find it pretty funny when you ever get made fun of in that
sense. It's always, I'm stupid.
I know. Right. You guys have nothing better? Really? That's the last thing I'd call you.
Well, the last thing was I was stupid and fat on SNL.
Fat?
Right.
Okay.
So listen to this. This is what we played yesterday that Eric, Allison, and Pete found from the cartoon president. You know how Rudy Giuliani, we're trying to think of the method to his madness of defending the president? Listen.
I'm Anderson Cooper, and unlike Chris Cuomo, my daddy didn't get me this job. My mommy did. President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani, who has somehow not been Me Too'd yet, has been appearing on cable news to defend the president against accusations of Russian collusion, and in the process, thrown up all over himself. Joining me now, a fish trying to swim on pavement.
Now I'm gonna start moving my mouth, and we'll find out together what I'm gonna say. Trump was not at the three planning meetings before the Trump Tower meeting. Oh, whoop.
Wait.
There it
we
is.
We only knew about one planning meeting.
These arguments are like free jazz to me. I let the words take me where they want to go. Go and though and though and though. It didn't that do that though. Hillary colluded. But that didn't but that they did it though. Blanket pardon. But that's got this bit of deep state.
No, this is not real.
How real? Of course it's not real, but no, it's
no,
it,
just, it,
that
it's
wasn't
so good.
CNN.
I think oh, yeah. I think actually the comedy they did a really nice. That's funny.
That's
right?
Legitimately
I think
funny.
So much of comedy today is just the repeat of the same old stuff. They do a good job.
Because you laugh afterwards. Even if it's not funny, they're going for humor as opposed to the applause line, which is late-night television today.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's not just I hate Trump all the time, but it just highlights, like, funny personalities. And, look, they make fun of the CNN host just as much as they make fun of Giuliani.
So I was at the Washington Correspondents' Dinner, and I was at the bar before you go in there, and because I wasn't invited to any parties.
Well, at least you got invited to the dinner, because I didn't get invited.
Oh, really? Yeah, I made sure of that. So these guys walk up to me, and they just stared at me, and I go, how you doing? You Brian? I go, yeah. They go, we are producers of the cartoon president, and this guy does your voice.
No!
Came up to me at a bar.
Did you take a picture with him, a selfie?
I did. And I tweeted it out.
I'm so proud, Brian.
Right. It was good.
That's when you know you've made it.
And that's
when
what,
someone in the bathroom says, I play your voice, not a cartoon.
Absolutely. And by the way, I love hanging out in bars more and more now. It's
can
exciting.
We do that more?
Thank you, Abby. If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/KillMead. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/KillMead. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto-pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The family of a man authorities say stole an airplane from Seattle-Tacoma Airport Friday night say they're stunned and heartbroken. They call Richard Russell, who went by the nickname Bebo, a faithful husband, loving son, and good friend, says it's clear that he didn't mean to hurt anyone. Meanwhile, airline officials won't ID the man, but they say the person at the controls of the plane was a 3.5-year Horizon employee that had access to aircraft on the ramp.
Investigators are trying to figure out how the airline employee stole the empty plane. It crashed after being chased by military jets that were quickly scrambled to intercept the aircraft. It's also unclear how he attained the skills to do loops in the aircraft before crashing about an hour after taking off.
Ken Lorman reporting. The city of Charlottesville marked the anniversary of last summer's white supremacist violence that sent ripples through the country with largely peaceful vigils and other events, but police had a brief tense confrontation with students who were angry over the heavy presence this weekend. The Monsanto Chemical Company says it's going to appeal a San Francisco jury's award of millions of dollars to a groundskeeper who says his cancer was caused by his use of the product Roundup.
Monsanto says hundreds of studies have found that Roundup is safe, and it will appeal the $289 million verdict awarded to Dwayne Johnson, a former groundskeeper for Bay Area schools who has terminal cancer.
Hopefully this thing will start to get the attention that it needs to get right so folks can make a good choice.
The jury was polled by the judge. Did they agree that Roundup caused his cancer? And
did Monsanto fail to adequately warn of the potential risks? Answer, yes.
Johnson says he hopes this verdict is the first of many in thousands of cases against the giant chemical company. I'm Jackie Quinn.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The fallout continues in College Park following the death of University of Maryland offensive lineman Jordan McNair.
Maryland athletic director Damon Evans says head football coach D.J. Durkin is being placed on leave while the school reviews allegations of unacceptable behavior by members of our football staff. The move comes a day after an ESPN story that quoted unidentified players, former players, and former Durkin staff members accusing Durkin and strength and conditioning coach Rick Court of verbally abusing and humiliating players. Earlier Saturday, a person who had been briefed on the situation told the Associated Press on condition of anonymity that Court had been placed on leave by the school. I'm Craig Heist.
Brooks Koepka will take a two-shot lead over Adam Scott into the final round of the PGA Championship after shooting 4-under-66. That left him 12-under for the tournament. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tension in Kansas after a contested vote count.
Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach stepped aside from his duties as the state's top elections official Friday until his hotly contested Republican primary challenge to Governor Jeff Collier is resolved. But Collier argued that Kobach still has a conflict of interest because Kobach is handing his responsibilities to his top deputy. Kobach rejected Collier's accusations that the advice he has been giving local elections on handling ballots violates state law. Updated totals with late mail-in ballots from all 105 counties counted left Kobach's lead over Collier at 110 votes out of more than 3,000 to 13,000 cast. Patrick Frost reporting.
New York Congressman Chris Collins suspending his reelection bid after he's charged with insider trading. Collins said Saturday he'll suspend the campaign and fill out the rest of his term. He's denied any wrongdoing. News and analysis, you can get them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution. From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade. Thanks so much for listening. It's going to be a big hour. Governor Mike Huckabee just walking in the studio. If you're watching on the stream, BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Greg Jarrett at the bottom of the hour. You know Greg not only from his great work at Fox, his book, The Russian Hoax, a bestseller, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. And that story is moving now. More revelations are coming forward, as well as a big decision for the president, Rudy Giuliani, and Robert Mueller. So before we talk to Governor Mike Huckabee, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
There is no question. I haven't spoken to a single person involved in the race last night who doesn't think the president had an effect. Of course he did. He came in and energized the base.
And after five states have key primaries and special elections, the Wall Street Journal says, and that was Jonathan Swan of Axios, by the way, the blue wave is coming. Really? And Karl Rove says, not so fast. The President Trump playing a big role to push back. Karl Rove, hardly a cheerleader for President Trump, but a hopeful person for the Republican Party, has facts to back him up, does the Wall Street Journal.
Number two.
It could have been prevented, and it should have been prevented. We owe the American people better.
There you go. Kirstjen Nielsen, the Homeland Security Secretary, coming forward about this horrific situation where an illegal immigrant, twice detained, the ICE had a detainment order for him. He is not abided by. Philadelphia does not turn him over to ICE, and he rapes a woman, a child. Another horrific crime, totally could have been prevented. The mayor, who caught on camera dancing that Philadelphia is a sanctuary state, has created a magnet for illegals and sometimes criminals, and he is solely to blame.
Number one.
If you lined up 100 lawyers, there's 100 lawyers that are going to say, don't sit for an interview. And there's a reason for that.
That is Jay Sekulow, one of the president's key members of his legal team, Mueller versus Trump. Sometime within this show or today, we could find out if the president of the United States will be sitting down with Robert Mueller at some point. The two big things that he wants included in the questions and excluded from the questions, I'll tell you in just a moment. With this right now, let me be polite. I feel kind of bad. Governor Huckabee, you here, and I didn't even say hello.
You really didn't. I've been snubbed before, but I thought I was at the Red Hen restaurant in Virginia for a while. Wow.
And that was the reference to what your daughter was kicked out of.
Yeah, she was kicked out of it. And, you know, I've been kicked out of this radio studio with you many times. I'm expecting it again today, but what the heck? I came anyway.
Well, the thing is, Governor, I got a temper. And and I can't be controlled. And sometimes I get upset when my guests come on with liquor in their breath.
Take your meds. You'll feel better.
Right. Absolutely. Even though that's not always the answer. So, Governor, a couple of things. You see the criteria that Rudy Giuliani laid out, one of which was no questions about Michael Flynn and James Comey, and no questions about why I fired James Comey, and cut the number of questions down, and he did, some of them in writing, and he's got them, but there's going to be follow-up questions, and there's going to be things in there. You're going to ask the President of the United States to actually have his story comport with dozens and dozens of interviews that have taken place over the last 2 years. I don't know how any attorney, you and I aren't attorneys, how any attorney says, yeah, go ahead, sir. Go ahead and do this.
Well, the fact is, every single attorney says don't do it, from Alan Dershowitz, Jay Sekulow, Rudy Giuliani, who are his attorneys.
Greg Jarrett,
who, by the way, has a phenomenal book. I know you're going to be talking to him at the bottom of the hour, and it is an incredible read. But you have lawyer after lawyer. I don't know of one lawyer that I've ever heard who said, oh, I think the president should sit down and have this conversation. The only person saying it is the president.
Well, I think you're wrong there. Jeffrey Toobin, full-time at CNN,
which means
he is dental.
I've never even understood the phrase perjury trap. I mean, that is an invented phenomenon to explain lying. I mean, it's not a perjury trap if you tell the truth. And the idea that, you know, that there is something unfair about asking questions that you may be proved to be lying about. I mean, like, what is that?
Well, that's Jeffrey Toobin. He hates Trump.
He does.
He's part of that group of people in the media that if Trump ran out of a burning building with two children in his arm and saved them, the headline in the major media would read, Donald Trump runs as historic structure burns to the ground.
I give you that. And I just think it's too simplistic to say if you tell the truth, there is no problem. And here's why. Because I know what it's like. We're in a situation. You're doing a show every week. You're coming here as a contributor. We know you have speeches and a podcast, and you're talking to you. You have this thing called a family. And if I ask you something, you might actually think you're telling me the truth. Well, I might have video, and it didn't happen. It might be a minor thing. You ever go to this restaurant? No, I haven't. Well, you did. I don't remember. I don't recall. I cannot tell you how much I've forgotten in my life.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, Michael Flynn, for example, said, these FBI agents that talked to him told Senator Grassley said I talked to him, and they said they never thought Michael Flynn was lying. Well, Michael Flynn was pressed so hard, he had to cut a deal. He ran out of money. So how can you possibly tell a story that 200 people agree with?
Well, you don't. I've got a friend right now who was railroaded into charges, and he was convicted. He is in prison. He shouldn't be. I truly believe he's innocent. And his deal was that somebody testified against him who, after the trial, recanted every last word that convicted him and said that all was untrue. He testified in order to spare himself and his wife, and yet that guy's still in prison. So, yes, people get in trouble not because they did something wrong, but because if the federal government wants to get you, they have the resources, the unlimited resources, to just about do you in. And I think that's why, and I think Jeffrey Toobin has zero credibility to give advice to the president.
Well, yeah, that is true, nor does he want him to do well, and it is too simple to say tell the truth and do it. The other thing is, the president of the United States loves big moments, hence Kim Jong-un, hence Vladimir Putin, hence debates where you and I would be nervous. Actually, not you. You're great, Adam. But I would be nervous about a debate against one other person knowing a big mistake could cost me the presidency. He embraced it.
Yeah.
And he has a chance to sit down under the spotlight, and his gut tells him do it. But his legal team tells him not to, and then the word is, and you would know better than me, you might not be allowed to say, that he told Rudy to go back and keep negotiating. That Rudy said, Mr. President, I've come to my conclusion, don't. And he said, go back and keep negotiating.
Yeah, I don't know one way or the other. I really don't. But I'm guessing that that if there is any interview that the president conducts, it will have an extremely narrow scope. And I tend to agree with Jay Sekulow and Rudy. I don't see anything good coming out of it. And the people who don't like Trump aren't going to start liking him if he goes and sits down with Bob Mueller. That's just the fact.
Right. We're talking with Governor Huckabee at the bottom of the hour, Greg Jarrett. We'll get into the whole Russia investigation, so I'll hold that for now. Another area of your expertise is politics. So we have an August election. What's the big deal? Well, a lot of people looking like the 12th District of Ohio is a big deal. So right now it's razor thin between these two candidates. What I think that is underappreciated is that Danny O'Connor, the Democrat, and running against Baldessari, a Republican, O'Connor ran, I'm not for Hillary, I'm not for Nancy Pelosi. O'Connor didn't say anything negative about the president, didn't run down his tax plan. He ran as a moderate, slightly right. That's the same thing that happened in Pennsylvania. So what does that tell you about Ohio?
Well, a couple of lessons out of it. First of all, a special election is not always a great barometer because it's about turnout. There are a lot of people that just don't even pay attention to a special election. But the fact that it was close, that's significant. It ought to be a wake-up call to the Republicans, but it also ought to be a wake-up call to the Democrats. If they continue to put out their far-left candidates, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, if that is going to be the way that they move, they need to realize they will lose some elections. They may win some in San Francisco. They may win some in hardcore, very liberal districts in Manhattan. But in the heartland of America, they'll go down, as my dad used to say, like a one-egg pudding.
So the Wall Street Journal editorial page today says Republicans appear to have won a narrow victory in the House, but a win of less than 1% in a heavily Republican district is not strength. The Democrats' share of two-party votes surged, the share of a two-party vote surged in every special election so far. They closed about 5 points in every special election. We know historically, every time back to the 1860, this has been the case. Republicans hold 68 House seats that are less Republican than this Ohio district. They go on to say that President Trump won, and this is the one, this is the Wall Street Journal. President Trump won against the worst Democratic candidate since Mike Dukakis, and she isn't on the ballot this year. I'm like, wow, talk about a revisionist history. Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, former First Lady, former Senator from New York, who just served of an administration, was going to be the first woman. I actually thought all the headwinds were against the president, but it's amazing how we spin it. Having said that, does the Wall Street Journal have a good point?
Well, I think what they're missing is that people, when they go vote, are voting differently when they vote for a House candidate than they are for Donald Trump. They still support the president. Many of the people in that district, the 12th district, probably went and voted for Baldessari only because Trump endorsed him. Here's the thing I think House Republicans need to worry about. They haven't gotten things done they should have gotten done. They didn't fund the wall. They didn't get the wall built. They didn't repeal and replace Obamacare. They have not pushed back hard enough on the FBI and on Bob Mueller in the investigation. There are a host of things that Republicans are expecting their people to get done, not for the sake of Republicans, but for the sake of the country. And if they don't get it done, they're going to say, well, why should I go out there and burn so much energy getting these guys elected? They don't do much differently, whether they're in or they're out of office. Now, I think that's short-sighted, because if the Democrats win, then just think about who is in charge. It's Nancy Pelosi. It's Elijah Cummings. It's Steny Hoyer. It's Maxine Waters.
Maxine Waters.
Yeah, I mean, this would be a disaster for the country, and it would bring government to a dead halt for sure.
Well, and Nancy Pelosi on record saying that if I if I become the speaker again, I'd be the leverage to allow that family running across the desert to come into our country. Is that what America wants? Everybody just coming in because they want to run across the desert? I feel bad for people. My heart goes out to people, but we have a system. We can't take in the world's people. We're already taxed up, you know, we're taxed up to our teeth. Can we afford to float a bunch of people from other countries?
This election really comes down to, do you like your crumbs? If you like the pay increase and the bonuses you got, you better vote for Republican, because they're crumbs to Nancy. She'll take them away. If you think we ought to have some control of our borders, you better vote for the Republicans, because what you've just said, Brian, that is so very important. The Democrats will open up the borders, and they have no semblance of what that means. And the kind of things we saw in Philadelphia with the illegal who came back in, got sanctuary, raped a child, that didn't need to happen, shouldn't have happened, and shouldn't ever happen again.
When we come back, Jim Acosta, who we know wants to be a celebrity, and is playing it up to the hilt. He was on Colbert last night. He spoke out about the president's statement that the press is the enemy of the people. By the way, Governor Huckabee, you don't have to wait for him to come on my show. You can watch him on Saturday nights on TBN and Sunday at 8 o'clock. Back in a moment with that story and more. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Listen and pick up on some things you didn't know before. You're with Brian Kilmeade. Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions, because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion. Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wished for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was to hit 700 home runs. The other was to play 20 years. And the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'll have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Of Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
All the people around the world are watching what you're saying, Sarah, and the White House for the United States of America, the President of the United States should not refer to us as the enemy of the people. His own daughter acknowledges that, and all I'm asking you to do, Sarah, is to acknowledge that right now and right here.
Not a big deal, right? Just say we're not the enemy of the people, you know.
So what did she eventually say to you? Did she ever say, yeah, you're right, you're not?
She went through a litany of complaints that she had about the way she's been treated, and she talked about the White House Correspondents' Dinner where comedian Michelle Wolf made some unflattering comments about her. I said, hey, you know, listen, I'm sorry that you've been put through the meat grinder. We all get put through the meat grinder in this town. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't be referring to journalists as the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
Governor Huckabee with us right there. So I watched that live. I don't know if you did. When Sarah said, let me just tell you about the 25th.
I watched the Sarah encounter. I didn't see
the Sarah
Colbert.
Huckabee live. I know you're not going to watch Stephen Colbert. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
It is just an agenda show, so you can get that on CNN. So, Governor, you know, when your daughter looked at Jim Acosta and said, let me just tell you what's happened to me.
Yeah.
Michelle Wolf. 24-hour protection.
Yeah.
I've been people mocking 9 or 10 personal things about me. You had a celebrity say my kid should be put in a cage.
Yeah.
So what's your take on this?
Well, I think Jim Acosta forgets something. Sarah's job is not to go and make comfort for Jim Acosta. Her job is to speak for the president and for the White House and the administration. When he is asking her to disagree with the president, that's not something she's going to do. She's not that stupid. She's a smart young lady, and she knows what her job is. Apparently, Acosta does not. The president has made it clear that not all of the press is the enemy of the people. But I'll tell you something. When the press, who's supposed to be the watchdog, becomes either the lapdog of the left or it becomes the attack dog for the left, then it no longer is fulfilling its respected and constitutionally protected duty, which is to provide some information. But the idea that the press is the enemy of the people only if they choose to be by being biased, unfair, and engaging in advocacy toward a side. They're supposed to wear striped shirts and referee the game. When they put on a team jersey and start playing for one team over the other, they're no longer the journalist.
What's the difference between what Acosta's doing and what Sam Donaldson did and David Gregory did? Sam Donaldson with Reagan, and his communications directors, as well as David Gregory and Tony Snow.
Well, I think in many ways, press people have a right to ask hard questions. What they don't have a right to do is demand that they get the answers that they want. No elected, employed, or appointed person is required to help load a gun pointed in his or her head. And when a person says, this is the answer I want, as Acosta was trying to push Sarah into acknowledging something that he believed, and he doesn't get it, then it is not responsible journalism for him to pretend somehow that his rights, that his free press was being stepped on.
He's supposed to bring up issues that the people care about, and those issues are not CNN's issues.
He is free. The freedom of the press means this. You can ask any question you want. You can write anything you want. You can say anything you want. Freedom of the press does not mean that you are guaranteed the answer from the elected official that you desire.
A lot of these folks, they get their impressions of what we do by watching other conservative outlets. They look at other conservative websites. And these folks are focused on the coverage of the president's behavior more so than they are the president's behavior. And to me, I think that the president's behavior is more newsworthy than our coverage. But a lot of these folks out there, they're getting their sense of what we do twisted and warped by some people out there who just want to do the president's bidding.
Yeah, I would like to say that's nonsense. 90% of the coverage that the president has received has been negative. 90%.
No one denies that stat, by the way.
No, nobody's ever denied it. So there's no way that you can say that 90% of what this man has done as president of the United States is negative. You cannot defend the balance of coverage on CNN, MSNBC, or even the three major networks. You simply cannot do it. And one of the things that Acosta does, which I think is an incredible mistake, and I think, frankly, a lot of people in the room resent him for it, he wants to make himself the story. Mm-hmm. When a reporter becomes the story, he's no longer reporting. He's now a news maker rather than a news reporter. Jim Acosta needs to decide, does he want to report the news or does he want to be the news?
Right, and he's upset that a lot of times he doesn't get called on.
Well, why would he? I mean, you don't call him the worst kid in the classroom, to come up front.
Reinforces the behavior.
Exactly. You don't reinforce bad behavior. It's exactly right.
Governor, I just say you were exemplary during this, both these segments. Your behavior
I was medicated.
Great.
That's why.
That's good. We provide that.
I know.
Right. It's all part of our home game, the
Brian
Kilmeade Show home game.
You.
Governor,
you're
the best. Thanks so much. We'll look for you all over the channel and watch you on Saturday and Sunday on TBN on Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen.
Here's Brad Dickus.
With faith and free speech under attack on many college campuses, Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for constitutional rights for students. This resource includes legal case precedents for many issues which have recently been controversial. PGI explains that religious groups have the right to meet on campus. Likewise, religious student publications should have equal treatment. Students of faith have the right to not participate in class assignments that contradict their faith. And students also have the right to pray, to choose a roommate, and the right to due process. The complete guide is at pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Redding Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. Four to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A pizza delivery man with an incredible talent makes the Dean's List. The Varchetti family was treated to a stunning performance when they ordered a pizza to their home in Detroit, Michigan. The 18-year-old delivery guy, Bryce Dudal, handed over the pizza, but noticed the family had a beautiful grand piano in their foyer and asked if he could play them all something. The family agreed, and Bryce then launched into Beethoven's third movement of Moonlight Sonata. The Varchettis took a video of his performance and posted it on Facebook, where it has been viewed thousands of times. Bryce says he will continue his piano playing skills after receiving an outpouring of praise from the video's Facebook comments. Music to our ears. Thank you, Varchetti family, for recording Bryce's pizza delivery performance. You all made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You asked this of Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
All the people around the world are watching what you're saying, Sarah, and the White House for the United States of America, the President of the United States, should not refer to us as the enemy of the people. His own daughter acknowledges that, and all I'm asking you to do, Sarah, is to acknowledge that right now and right here.
Not a big deal, right? Just say we're not the enemy of the people, you know.
So what did she eventually say to you? Did she ever say, yeah, you're right, you're not?
She went through a litany of complaints that she had about the way she's been treated, and she talked about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where comedian Michelle Wolf made some unflattering comments about her. I said, hey, you know, listen, I'm sorry that you've been put through the meat grinder. We all get put through the meat grinder in this town. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't be referring to journalists as the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
And Jim Acosta, to loud applause of the Stephen Colbert Show. So he's in it just to get to the answers, Dana Perino. He just is a journalist trying to do his job on the Stephen Colbert Late Night Show.
Yeah, that's how he ended up on the front page of the Atlantic Magazine with an article from, you know, that's not the most left, I mean, that's not the most right-leaning magazine, right? Yeah. I mean, I think there's some really good writing in The Atlantic, and one of the pieces this week was that what Jim Acosta is doing is not good for journalism. It is different than how it's been for people who were in that room. If you think of somebody like... oh, my gosh, there were so many good, amazing reporters back in, like, in the Reagan days. Remember, it was Britt Hume, Chris Wallace, Sam Donaldson. Like, all those guys were in the room, and they did not make the story about themselves. Now, they went on to have careers where they became themselves quite famous in their own right for the work that they do, like Chris Wallace does. Jim Acosta is trying to take the shortcut. And if you are being invited as a White House reporter on the Stephen Colbert Show to be celebrated as an anti-Trump guy, then you're probably doing it wrong. No, not probably. You are doing it wrong.
Huh. Interesting situation. I'm looking at the column that Allison just put up. Jim Acosta, this is the name of the article, Jim Acosta's dangerous brand of performance journalism.
Right.
The CNN reporter is speaking truth to power, but he's also amplifying the president's anti-press campaign.
Right. Well, and also here's the other thing. Because the media always loves to cover itself, and look, we do it too, right? We talk about other networks. They talk about us. That's sort of natural. However, if you're in the briefing room and you're focused on the media and the coverage of the media and you're focused on the president's tweets only, you are missing so much that is happening in the federal government. I cannot tell you what is happening at these cabinet agencies. The president is basically providing air cover for all of these other agencies to just go out there and do what conservatives wanted to get done for a long time that they couldn't get done under Obama. And in some ways, because the press coverage was so focused on what was happening at the agencies under President Bush, it was difficult because you'd end up on the front page of the New York Times and the news cycles would drag on for a week and you'd be stymied. The president is actually like, look, I'll take all the slings and arrows from the media. If you want to just focus on me, that's great, because at the end of this, I will be able to point to all of these accomplishments that I've made, and the media is totally missing it.
Yeah, and is that explain why his ratings among Republicans are so high? Is because most Republican RNC operatives like understand what's going on?
Yeah, I think that they have been able to some extent, have been able to separate. Look, I might not like the way he says it, but if I look at what he's doing, I really love all of those things. From the regulatory standpoint in particular, absolutely. Judicial appointments. Mitch McConnell deserves, like, most valuable player for that, and the president has found good people to nominate, and he's been able to get them through. I think that the taxes are certainly one thing, and it's not just a one-time sweetener to the economy. It fundamentally changed the corporate tax structure in America.
Huge.
That will last for a long time. So, yes, I think that that's partly true, but also I think that they love taking the fight to the media. I find that media criticism from conservatives gets a little bit tired. And I feel like it's cheap, and there are better ways to make your arguments that would actually appeal to a broader cross-section of the public. You know, there's a lot of people. You look at these stories about the urban versus rural divide, and there are more and more people that are moving into cities. As they move into cities, they tend to start voting more Democrat. That's not necessarily in the best interest of themselves or for those cities, as we could point to many examples, including the one where we are sitting right now. But conservatives have to have a longer view than these midterms and 2020. So how are you going to appeal to a broader cross-section of people? And we talking just about the media is not going to do it. But talking about why the president's economic policies or conservative economic policies, if you don't want to tie him to it, why they actually work and they're providing these results better than anywhere that in the history of the world, you should do that. And talking about the media all the time, it's like I always say reporters want to eat dessert first. Every day. They're human. So if you put dessert in front of them, they will eat it first. You have to force them to eat their vegetables.
Right. Palace intrigue, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's the first thing you got to know. Oh, did you hear Kirstjen Nielsen's unhappy that the president diminished her in a meeting? Oh, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is on the ropes. Yeah. General Kelly's going to get fired. Now, meanwhile, the big story is North Korea. Mike Pompeo on the way home. What did he accomplish? Was he let down? The Kim Jong-un did not show up. What's going to be? They'll do that. But the one thing that President Trump is bad at is not providing that stuff for them to chew on.
Well, no, he provides.
He provides.
He provides the stuff for them to chew on, but then he brings out the dessert cart at the same time. So if you have a choice between reporting on the importance of the job numbers in the state of Ohio or a tweet about LeBron James, Which do you think most people are going to focus on?
LeBron James.
Exactly.
Exactly. In Ohio in particular. So, Karl Rove writes, the blue wave is receding. The lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal is...
Fair and balanced.
is how the red wave, how the blue wave is going to be extremely destructive and the Republicans are going to get slammed. Karl is not exactly... Karl is not somebody that says, Donald Trump is my man, right or wrong. Not by a long shot.
No, but also I
so
do remember...
Right?
Well, look, I remember August of 2006. Okay, I was the deputy press secretary, and Karl Rove was the political director at the White House and deputy chief of staff. And every day we would be asked by the press, what do you think of the midterms? And I'd run it by Karl. And basically he would say, here's why all these things could be good for us, right? And he would line it all up, and he'd say, if the sun is in this position and the stars align, then absolutely we can keep the House in November. I think that Karl is team Republican. And it's not that he will sugarcoat things for Republicans. He has good, strong advice for them, but he doesn't want to be a downer. And I think that he is trying to be positive. And maybe that's warranted. We've got a long way to go, 3 months.
Yeah, Scott Jennings weighed in on what the president's impact is. He says he was 9-for-9. He expects to win with Kobach as governor of Kansas, and he expects to win in the 12th district of Ohio, even though they found another 190 votes for the Democrat. Mm-hmm. Here's what Scott Jennings said about the midterms. Cut 38.
Oh, he'll be effective in some places. I mean, there's no question that the president is key to juicing Republican turnout, which is a word that strategists around the Balderson campaign use with me. When he came in, when Pence came in, they do believe that they stabilized the race and that they got some Republicans excited who might not have otherwise voted. And in a 1,000-vote race, obviously that matters. But there's also races out there where the president's not going to be of use. I think there are 25 districts that Republicans hold that Hillary Clinton carried in 2016. You would imagine the president's not as helpful there as he is in places that he actually carried.
So there's going to be a place. I remember what George Stephanopoulos said on Sunday. He said, you know, our first midterms, we were panicked. And he said, I wanted...
And for good reason.
Yeah, and he said, so we quickly got the president out to all these events, and we realized he was hurting.
Right.
So then
well,
we just
and you know
pulled
what,
him back.
Guess who else learned that? President Obama in the 2010 midterms. Was a shellacking for...
That was the word. That was his word, right?
Yeah. I think that's what he said. President Obama, I mean. There is also a lot of people in Ohio who say that it was actually John Kasich who helped Balderson the most. And, of course, President Trump helped as well. That's a good lesson for all Republicans. Like, can you figure out a way to work together and accept that, you know what, we're just going to have to play Red Rover. We might disagree on some things, but if we all agree that Balderson is a better representative for this district, then let's all work together.
Dana Perino getting set to host the Daily Briefing at 2 o'clock, but it's our version of the Daily Briefing, and then doing the 5 today. Mm-hmm. Dana, quick, let's fast forward to the Democrats. The reason why this Democrat's doing well is he didn't run way to the left.
Nope.
He's center-left, center-right. I mean, depends on what day it is. He did not endorse Nancy Pelosi as the next leader. He did not ridicule President Trump.
Right.
If success leaves clues, why do we have so many socialist leftists getting big crowds?
I think that the conservative media is focusing too much on them. We're giving them way too much attention.
Who? Socialists?
Yes. I think that we are. That they are a very loud and influential group, but they are a small group. Also, Bernie Sanders cannot organize himself out of a paper bag. He could not run for president, I don't think, again, because his organization is just terrible. They're not winning any of these races. The other thing is, when Danny O'Connor in Ohio sort of distances himself from Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't take it personally. She doesn't take it as an insult. She sees the long game, which is that we want to win the House back. She wants to be named Speaker again, so she's going to leave him alone. And she doesn't exacerbate those tensions as the Republicans are tending to do in other races.
Okay, but you understand Republicans are doing it on purpose. Republicans are doing it on purpose, bringing out the 28-year-old from New York, saying, look at the size of that crowd for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Look at the fact that Tom Perez said she is the future of the party.
It's smart. I mean, it's smart in that we, the more that the Democrats can actually become radical leftists, that is good for conservatives.
I want you to hear what Ben Jealous said. He wants to be the next governor of Maryland when asked, hey, by the way, are you a socialist? Cut 41.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but do you identify with the term socialist?
Are you kidding me? Is that a final point? Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
He apologized later on Twitter, but he's getting angry.
I'm not being rude by looking at my phone. I I corresponded yesterday with a friend of mine who is very familiar with Democratic politics in Maryland. That's as far as I'm going to go in terms of identifying him. I sent him the Ben Jealous situation, and he wrote back, Hogan, the governor, the Republican, is going to spank him. These Bernie bros hate having to communicate with people who do not think exactly as they do, and they get thrown way off when they do. But this is who we're nominating these days. If the Democratic primary was taking place now, I think Sanders would win and Trump would win re-election.
Wow. Very interesting. Hogan, a Republican.
Yep.
Over in Maryland. And listen, I think that if I'm a traditional Democrat, I'm a little upset right now. I mean, I know some Republicans that were upset but were intimidated by the Tea Party, weren't they? When running right to the right,
sure.
And they were afraid to stand
well,
up
Well, and they
to
lost
them.
A lot of those races, remember? Yeah. Yeah. But I also feel like...
You might not have had a Harry Reid in the last two to four years because he was ripe to be taken.
Right. But I do also think that a lot of traditional Democrats, or I guess we could call them establishment, and I don't mean that as an insult, that they are frustrated with Bernie Sanders. This is a guy who has never even identified himself as a Democrat. And so I think the best way to deal with somebody like a Bernie Sanders is to beat him. And that's what they're doing at the polls.
Right. Make Bernie – it's up to – you know, Hillary Clinton's fault. Hey, Bernie, what is a socialist? What do you want to pay for? Now,
right.
What if the worst comes to worst? She could have gradually helped herself in the general by going to the middle to isolate this extremist.
Yeah.
But instead she was afraid to do it because, wait, if I say no free education, if I say no free health care, I could lose or I
right.
could look like the bad guy.
You know who's a really good guy to listen to on that is Jim Kessler. He is a co-founder of Third Way, which is a Democratic-leaning organization that tries to help Democrats, but it's like the old-school Democrats that you and I have known for a long time, not the socialist type. And as he was saying on my show the other day, the Daily Briefing, he said, look, no one's listening to me, but this is what's happening. And I sent him a note after the results and said, sounds like some people are listening to you because you were winning.
Absolutely. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'm fascinated with her interviews.
Yeah.
They are slow-moving train wrecks.
And also she's not challenged by the people she's been interviewed by.
Yeah, we'll bump in with one of those great questions and answers. I just can't get enough of. When we come back with Dana Perino, getting set for her show at 2, and then another one at 5.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Pelosi for Speaker if you win and are in the House?
Well, I think, again, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. As you mentioned, I got to win my race first, but we got to take a look at what's going on. We got to take a look at winning the House back in November, and then once the House is won, we have to make that decision from there. You know, I think it is like that red herring, where the more time we spent kind of debating any one individual person or figure is less time that we spend talking about Medicare for All, tuition-free public college.
Right. We can't take away time for Medicare for All and free public college, like the price tag. Dana Perino here, getting set to host the Daily Briefing. Dana, that was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, I'm sort of disappointed in you choosing that soundbite, because there are other ones that are more entertaining.
All right. How about the one that is more entertaining? Like, for example, when she was on The Daily Show. Yeah. But when she's on The Daily Show, by the way, you mentioned no follow-up questions. There's no follow-up.
No, that's the other thing. I was thinking of the one that she did with Jon Favreau on Pod Save America, which is the Obama team's podcast. And she says like every other word, but she actually makes some nonsensical arguments. And he just goes, yep, yep, yep. And it doesn't help. If you are only talking to people who agree with you and you don't challenge them to make their arguments in a better way, you will not be persuasive to your own people, let alone independents out there.
Let's listen.
Just last year, we gave the military a $700 billion budget increase, which they didn't even ask for. They're like, we don't want another fighter jet. Like, they're like, don't give us another nuclear bomb.
Right.
They didn't even ask for it, and we gave it to them. And so a lot of what we need to do is reprioritize what we want to accomplish as a nation. And really what this is about is saying healthcare is important for enough for us to put first. Education is important enough for us to put first. And that is a decision that requires political and moral courage.
So the Defense Department got money they didn't ask for. I mean,
which is not true. Secretary Mattis did ask for that money to help rebuild the military after 8 years under the previous administration. So I would love to listen to somebody on the liberal side of things and learn from them and try to understand. But if they can't get basic facts right, then I just tune out.
Well, a lot of people getting insulted that she's out there. Doug Schoen said this, cut 29.
We really do not want these left-wing socialist candidates running as the party standard bearer. We don't need Ocasio-Cortez making endorsements. And the worse her candidates do, the better we do. I would add to what Ari said, I agree with him, that the suburbs are a huge, huge problem for the Republicans. And in Washington state, there are three seats now in play that arguably weren't in play before yesterday. So I'm not going to go as far and say it's 50, 60 seats. But as a betting man and a prudent Democrat who tries to be objective, I think the Democrats are odds-on favorites to win the House.
But not if they think they're going to be a bunch of socialists that are going to say free health care and like free college.
And Ocasio-Cortez does not need to do anything to win her race.
Nothing.
But to focus on her district. The fact that she is out there being celebrated, and she's doing I don't mind her going out to these districts where she's doing fundraising and rallying a crowd, but the more she does these interviews and gives conservative media fodder, then the worse it is for Democrats. So I can see why a Doug Schoen would be upset.
And why a governor candidate, a gubernatorial candidate in Maryland would use the F word.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, on October 19th, I'll be in Tampa. And October 20th, I'll be in Norfolk. And then Nashville, October 21st.
Ooh, that's fun.
All part of America, great from the start. I'll be able to talk about all three of my history books. And tomorrow, if you go to BrianKilmeade.com, you can order tickets. So this way I can get a chance to meet you. You get a book. I get to sign it. BrianKilmeade.com/tour. Does that sound good, Dana?
Oh, it's amazing. I love it.
See you at 2 and then at 5. If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/KillMead. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/KillMead. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.